party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. We are so happy you have joined us.
Yeah, we are.
Man, I was watching The Voice last night.
No!
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all like, I don't know, there was a couple of performances that I was just like, ah.
Yeah.
And they were like, man, Pharrell, yo, man, I like to use these words. Rock star. Tonight, you get one word. Star.
Is that really what he said?
That's really what he said. And it was like, huh?
Did anybody in the audience go, boo?
I don't know.
I would have.
I just, okay.
Boo!
So, but there were performances, it was like, ah, but you know, it's like, hey man, we gotta sell these, gotta make that money on iTunes. Vote for this song on iTunes. So yeah, man, we loved it. We loved it all. It's all good. It was not all good.
Somebody wrote on our Facebook, loving the Christmas music, so refreshingly different than the Delilah selection. And I'm writing, but I love Delilah.
Right?
I do.
I know.
Mateo.
It is Tuesday, coming up 7 o'clock hour. We're less than an hour away from New Music Tuesday. We're excited about that. If you're a new artist and you would like to get your music played on Static Radio, we got some cool local submissions. We'll be sharing them today. And if you would like to get your music on the air, it's simple, mystaticradio.com. You can also send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. If you go to our website, there's a locals rules section. You can submit an MP3, a band bio. It's good stuff. Speaking of good stuff,
yep.
No morning would be complete.
That's right.
Without the ever wonderful.
Yep. There he is.
Matthew from
Albuquerque. Nice, guys. Nice. How's it going?
Good.
It's going.
You guys can hear me pretty clear, huh?
Pretty clear.
Did you get a new phone?
You know why? You know why that is, guys? Nope, not a new phone yet.
What?
I wish, Mateo, I wish. That's because I'm using my new headset I got the other day. Yeah, it's actually working pretty good, better than the other one.
Nicely done.
Yeah, this one's the old wire one, when you connect to your phone jack.
You have to use your hands?
You connect it to your phone,
Jack. That sounds like a kid's toy.
My name's not Jack.
Well, you know, this is ones you guys can actually get at the truck stops. Ah. You can buy them over there, like at any of the, you know, really any of the truck stops here in town. There's one up on the hill. There's one on the other end of town. You can buy them really anywhere, but the good ones are at the truck stops. I can tell you guys that.
Wait, you have to use your hands?
It's kind of like a hands-free, because it has like a little mic on it, it's a disconnect key.
That sounds like a baby's toy.
The good ones are at the truck stops.
Hey, let me tell you guys this. These things the ones that you actually have to wear, like the old, you guys know the old-fashioned operator ones, you guys wear like the wire? You guys can actually buy those online nowadays. They still sell them, surprisingly, for like $50. This one right here costing me about $20, the one I'm using right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, these things work good for me, especially when I'm trying to do homework and study at home.
And so many people call you.
Like, yeah, so, like, say if I'm trying to quiz a friend on the phone or something, or, like,
quiz
if I'm on a
friend.
Like, yeah, or, like, a FaceTime call, guys, see
like
if I'm FaceTiming someone, then I can have the headset hooked in, and it'll serve as a microphone, so at least if I'm have the papers out, I can quiz them. They
Speaking of quizzes, Matthew, I have questions for you.
Oh, he's got a quiz for you.
Pretty much.
Oh.
1 year ago this week, what was the number one movie in America? One year ago this week.
Trying to think what that one movie would be. I haven't seen a movie in a long time, guys.
1 year ago. You quiz your friends on the phone. We're just quizzing our friend. 3 seconds.
I think I have no idea, guys.
Wait, let me guess.
One.
Let me guess.
Dang, I can't think
of that. Hobbit.
The Hobbit, really?
The second Hobbit.
You know what, guys? See, that's the thing about movies nowadays. It's like, you think it's only been out for maybe 5 or 6 months, and it's been out for a full year. It's like time is flying nowadays.
1 year ago today, what was the number one movie in America? It was not The Hobbit.
If you don't get this right, we're not giving you a song request.
Oh, man.
Hey, you know what,
you
guys?
Phone a friend?
If I could, I would bribe you with coffee right now.
I'll tell you this. 20 years ago today, it was the Santa Claus.
Really? 20 years ago?
20 years, dude.
Dang, dude.
Feel old. 10 years ago, the number one movie was National Treasure.
Hey!
Five years ago.
Oh, guys, I haven't even heard of that movie.
Matthew from Albuquerque, it's me, Nicolas Cage.
Nick, he's never heard of your movie, man.
I've got to tell you.
I'll have to check it out, though, Steve-O. You know, I'll tell you what, I will check it out.
I wish you'd call me and quiz me on my
5 years ago, the number one movie in America was The Blind Side.
Blindside.
1 year ago this week, what was the number one movie in America, Matthew? We're quizzing our friend. You started it.
Let me think.
You should get this.
Didn't you guys just say the answer on the radio here?
Wait. Come on, guys.
Didn't you guys just say Blindside?
Was it a funny movie or a serious movie?
Both?
And I would get it. I would get it.
You should get this. Everyone should get this.
Everyone.
1 year ago... What was the number one movie in America?
Ask bus driver Judy.
She's not here this morning, guys. She's actually out right now.
Who's driving the bus?
We have a co-driver, so he's not going to be back until maybe tomorrow. But yeah, I wish I could ask her, guys.
Number one movie in America!
I wonder what it was. I really can't think of the holiday movies last year.
You know what, guys? You know what?
Wait, was it Tintin? Nope.
Was that 2 years ago?
I think that was a couple years
ago. There's the power of the web, guys. I can look it up.
No, that's cheating!
Matthew?
That's called cheating on your quiz. I'm your friend, and I'm quizzing you. What was the number one movie in America a year ago? Anyone. 338-3700. Hey.
Anybody. Call in
hey,
right
you know
now.
What, guys? Here's the whole thing for the fans out there. If you guys want a shout-out by me tomorrow,
you know what, guys?
If you guys can help me answer that question, email me at matt@gmail.com.
It's really involved.
And check this out. The fan who answers that question correctly gets a shout-out on my website on the homepage.
Oh my God. You know what? Just let it go. Never mind.
Okay.
You know what, Steve? I got some news for you. Let me ask you guys a question here. This is about school.
Matthew, we need you to pause.
Hang on, Matthew. Hold on. Doug, I'm trying to answer the phone! Number one movie in America a year ago. You know it now. Ready? Let's see. Static.
Hey, was it Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
Oh, Secret Life of Walter Mitty!
No, that's a good guess, though.
It wasn't it?
Sorry, friend.
That wasn't it. Thanks for calling.
Matthew.
505-338-3700 if you think you can answer Matthew's trivia
question. Matthew, are you back?
1 year
ago. Yeah, I'm here, guys.
The number one movie in America, I'll give you a hint. It's like the top grossing...
Yeah, iTunes. It's the top grossing iTunes movie ever.
I'm gonna take a wild guess here, guys. Would it be Chucky?
That crazy movie?
Matthew, that's a terrible guess.
That was probably your worst guess you've ever had in your entire life for any question.
I'm going to give you a clue, Matthew. I'm going to give you a clue. You ready?
Yeah.
I want to build a snowman.
Oh, okay. Frozen.
Thank you.
Oh, that's Frozen. Okay, guys. Oh, you know what? My sister went to see a movie. Why did I think of that? My sister went to see that movie with her friends, actually.
Probably like a year ago?
By a year ago.
Yeah.
Back to that question I was going to ask you guys. You guys remember being in high school, right?
No, so long ago.
Well, you know what? You know what's next week?
What?
Finals. Final exams. So, yes, Volcano Vista students, your finals are next week.
There you go.
Start that cramming the notes because, if you guys out there are not students, please pray for us. Pray for everyone that's taking finals because, you know what? It's a stressful time for us, guys. So pray for us. If you guys see us around, you know, support us. Say thank you, guys. Good luck, you know. Definitely, guys, please. They're all you guys can all remember. Even the adults out there listening right now. Remember those days.
Remember them.
Yep. You studied. You had to take tests, you know. I still have 2 years left of this madness to go, so.
That's right.
There you go, right.
Matthew, what song do you want?
You know what, guys?
This morning, I want you guys to do me a favor. Play, you guys have Young Life by Amberlin?
Oh, man, Levi Weaver.
We've got something. Yes, we'll play something by Levi Weaver.
We got it. Totally.
Thank you, guys, so much. You guys have a great day.
Good luck today.
Go Hawks!
Go Hawks! Oh, yes.
That sweet child. That sweet child.
Static!
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Steve-O.
Bill.
Oh, man. Are you going to talk trash? Are you going to be a jerk?
Wait, I thought like... Didn't you need an answer about the movie?
Oh, we already got it.
Yeah,
oh, Matthew, see, my phone cuts out when
I... Oh, it's okay. No, hey. I love you. I thought you were going to be a jerk and talk about the Buccaneers getting stomped by the Detroit Lions.
Enough has been said about that, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, see, Bill, that's when you should say, well, now that you bring it up... See, you had the perfect opportunity.
I'm not talking to you, Matt.
It's been a bad year.
Bill, how good are you at deep tissue massages? Because I need one.
You have no idea.
Well,
what does that even mean?
I know, man. I know. Man, it's weird. He's from Detroit. That's like a natural, like if you're from there, you're really good at deep tissue massage.
I am so deep.
See? And just digging his own grave constantly.
Oh, man.
Actually, you know what? I was going to say The Hobbit.
Oh, really?
That's what I said. That was my guess.
It was Frozen.
But I guess The Hobbit probably came out. Well, no, I mean...
You know what? I've never seen Frozen.
I haven't either.
And I don't plan to.
It's worth seeing.
Yeah, they tried during our Connect group, they tried to show me this film.
They were like, let the Lord minister to you through this film.
Yeah, they tried. It didn't work out.
So. No, I like to hang on to my man card.
Yeah, but, you know...
Yeah, that's because you're not secure in your masculinity.
Yeah!
I'm not talking to you, Matt.
If your masculinity depends on some card, then you need to grow up.
Hey, what if... No, it does depend on a card. It's called AARP.
Oh, yeah. No, that's your entrance
into
senior system.
I love you, Bill.
Bye.
Bye.
Everybody. Say hello to everybody in the nursing home.
It gets.
Yeah, you don't call us.
You don't call us and be mean.
You don't call us and be mean. We're mean
you
to you first.
You try and answer our trivia question. He was just trying to answer trivia.
You try to call us, we're going to be mean to you.
Oh, man. We got to play some Muzak for you.
Yeah, real quick.
We got some Levi Weaver for you to get you prepared for breaking news. Coming up in 3 minutes and 12 seconds. Breaking news and, of course, birthdays. If you'd like to get a birthday shout-out in, studio@mystaticradio.com. Or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brand new Levi Weaver. Steve Austin Morning Party.
Bow.
Static.
I believe I've seen a ghost. I believe he's in my skin. But I can't leave until I get him out and find myself again. But I don't have the proper knives to perform an apparitionectomy. These things are drawn out with a voice that sings the things.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I am Inception.
Oh, nice.
Bah!
I need to see that movie again. I've only seen it once.
Maybe you dreamed it.
I think so.
That hurts my throat a lot. I should not do that. Almost died. Today is December 9th. It's me and Dawn's 4th anniversary.
Yeah!
And it's also 2014. And it's time for breaking news. Doug, let's get to it. A U.S. Airways flight was forced to make an emergency landing after passengers and crew developed red eyes and vomiting.
No way.
Sounds like the disease from Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
It does.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Isn't it weird that Rise was the first movie and Dawn is the second one? Because you feel like Dawn should have been the name of the first one.
And then Rise.
Because it's like the beginning.
The Dawn and then the Rise.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess you could argue either way.
I feel like they didn't think about that one.
They probably didn't. American Airlines is spending $2 billion to upgrade its planes. Pretty neat.
Yeah.
General Mills is bringing back its cereal, French Toast Crunch. We talked about this yesterday. Doug is very excited.
Yeah.
He's so stoked. Look at his little face. Doug, your face is so wonderful.
He just
and
doesn't seem excited.
He is excited. I can tell.
I can see
his heart. And his heart is excited. He's tired of that baby that they just had. And he's excited.
You know, tonight we're going to be tired, speaking of Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
We got that. We got a musical to attend.
Yep.
A little Christmas program. Going to be awesome. And we have to see the ending.
The ending.
We have to.
Oh, my gosh.
We have to.
Oh,
we cannot.
Is that tonight?
Yes.
Dang it. Dang it.
We Dang have it. To. It will be ruined on Twitter.
You're
or...
right. No, there's no way around it. It's going to be 80 hours long.
I don't care.
How long
Let's
is
just
it
take
be?
Tomorrow off.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, we're not doing shock therapy. We might as well.
For real.
All right, hang on.
We should think about this.
Okay.
We should tell our bosses we're calling it.
How long is the Sons of Anarchy
series finale?
Series finale. Okay. Begins tonight, might end sometime this week. Doug!
Oh, no!
It's funny.
Oh, my gosh!
What?
3 hours!
No. Okay, 3 hour length probably bakes in the customary live after show. The repeat is listed for 1 hour and 53 minutes. Okay.
So it's a 2 hour show.
2 hour show.
We have to.
He's got to fulfill his father's legacy in the series finale.
Gosh.
How are they going to do that in an hour and 53 minutes?
Last night, we watched The Voice, Chrissy and I, and Adam Levine's dude, he has a couple dudes left. I didn't watch this season, so I don't really know the people at all. But one of the dudes, Adam, was like, I was watching Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of a song. And then that Let It Rain song came on from last week's show.
Let It Rain.
Or whatever it was. And this kid did it, and it was amazing.
Dang it.
And he did Let It Rain from Sons of Anarchy. It was like, yay!
He might say Let It Rain, but I'm all about making it rain. Doug, hey, make it rain, what, Doug!
What?
Doug! I'm trying to cheer that guy up. Yeah. It's not working. Olympic officials are passing a package of new reforms. For example, all of the events of a particular Olympiad no longer have to be held in the same country.
Ooh.
Ooh, weird.
Interesting.
So they're going to be spread out all over the world?
All around the world, man. Statue scramble for me.
All around the world. We can make time. NASA's New Horizon robotic space probe has been traveling for 9 years towards Pluto and has just come out of hibernation. It's still got like a ton of, like, it's still got a little ways to go. But next year is the year. We're going to finally study Pluto and its moons.
I thought it was a moon.
See, now they're bringing it back. Planet style.
It's like old school.
Yep. Old school.
Dawn of the rise of the planet.
The 90s are back, man. And in the 90s, Pluto was a planet.
Yeah.
Everything was cool.
Everything was cool.
Everything was so cool.
Music was way better.
Leonardo DiCaprio was seen leaving a South Beach party with 20 women. Because 21 would have just been showing off. 20 women. Apparently.
Come on.
Apparently, if I turn over here to my entertainment section. Gosh, I just remembered. You know how sometimes people lick their fingers and turn pages? Ugh. Hate.
Yeah, me too.
Leonardo DiCaprio had the look of a single man while partying in Miami over the weekend. A source says that he and Tony Garn have broken up after more than a year of dating and that Leo left the nightclub with the 20 women who'd been with him in the nightclub VIP section.
VIP! Was it like The Bachelor?
I guess so.
It was like Bachelor Leo edition?
Ugh. He's trying to relive those growing pains days. Show me that smile again.
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying.
We know we're near.
We know we're near. Internet sensation Grumpy Cat has earned nearly $100 million in the past 2 years.
What?
The cat has. The cat. The cat, Grumpy Cat.
Ugh.
The grumpiest of cats.
Gosh.
So much money. $100 million.
Ridiculous. Didn't he have, like, a Lifetime movie that tanked?
Probably. I didn't know he had a movie.
He had a movie that was on, like, Lifetime or some channel that people watch that have a bunch of cats.
Oh,
and
cats!
And it was terrible. That's what I thought.
In New Jersey, a deer broke down a woman's front door, then rampaged through her home, destroying every room it entered.
Oh, dear.
That's funny. Hey, the neatest thing about this is I've read this story before because this happened to one of my friends in college.
Really?
In Mississippi, yeah. He went to a different school. I went to Northeast. He went to ICC. And he was in his dorm room. And a deer burst through the window, ran around the room, and then jumped back out the window.
Are you serious?
We live in the woods, man, in Mississippi. It's the woods.
That's crazy.
It's in the woods.
To grandmother's house.
Into the woods. Another woman is accusing Bill Cosby of sexual misconduct.
Oh, man.
Now there are at least 26 victims. On Monday, Rosie O'Donnell shared details about the latest allegations from the new accuser on The View. 52-year-old comedian actress revealed she received a private message from an alleged victim who reached out to her personally. Unlike many of the previous accusers, this woman, who reportedly desires to remain nameless, has no aspirations for public attention or financial gain, so there's reportedly no hidden agenda or ulterior motives behind this woman's allegations. Rosie said on Monday's show, "I got a private message from one of the Bill Cosby accusers. 26 women now have accused him. One of them wrote me privately. She is an older woman in her 70s, and she lives in the Southwest, and she has never been on camera, and she was saying she knows at least one is true. Her. She has sought no financial gain and wants no attention." So it's interesting that people who do come forward are sometimes seen as people who have an alternate agenda.
Huh.
What does pop singer Taylor Swift and Russian President Vladimir Putin have in common? What do they have in common?
They have a blank page.
Blank space.
That's it, blank space.
Not unless you're a Time magazine reader. They've got nothing.
Oh, they're one of the 2014 most influential people of the year.
Swift and Putin are on the short list of finalists for Time 2014 Person of the Year recognition.
Wow.
Other nominees are the Ferguson protesters, the Ebola caregivers, Alibaba CEO Jack Ma, Apple CEO Tim Cook, Iraqi Kurdish President Massoud Barzani, National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Goodell.
The 2013 winner was Pope Francis.
It's so funny. All these, like, none of those were entertainers except for T-Swift.
T-Swift. Well, you could call Tim Cook an entertainer, because what does he really do?
Yeah.
He just walks around.
Runs a gajillion-dollar company.
Does he run it, or does he walk around and talk about it?
Yeah.
Because I could do that.
That's true.
I could walk around and go, and that's not all. Check this out.
Yeah. He's like the dude on the...
Hang on.
Infomercials.
And I want to tell you that the live feed is coming straight from an iPhone 6. And I want to tell you that the live feed is coming straight from an iPhone 6. Welcome, Tim Cook. Hello. We're so happy to be here. The most exciting thing about today is the iPhone 6. And I want to tell you, the live feed is coming straight from an iPhone. The live feed is coming straight.
Doug,
from
I think my live feed is just like on a loop or
welcome,
something.
Welcome, Tim Cook.
I don't know
hello,
what's happening.
Hello.
I'm trying to watch this keynote, but it just keeps doing the same thing over and over. I don't know what's happening.
That person's almost person of the year.
Wasn't his fault.
The guy that set that up. What?
That's true.
What are we doing?
Yeah. What's interesting, well, I guess, never mind. I was going to say, Roger Goodell, this year has not been his best year.
Really?
As the commissioner. No, there's that whole Ray Rice thing, the domestic abuse thing. It was like swept under the rug. It was done poorly. Then all of a sudden it was like, oh, look, all this information's coming out. Oh, we didn't have that information before.
We
better do something about it.
Okay, we knew about it.
Adrian Peterson, there's been all of these issues.
The Redskins stuff?
Yeah. There's been so many this year. So, huh.
Interesting. Okay, maybe you just have to have a really bad year.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know. A woman, whose identity is anonymous, has decided to honor her late husband's life by sharing their most significant possessions. The woman decided to send drop the wedding rings? Her engagement ring and his wedding band into a red kettle just outside of a Boston train station. The donation to the Massachusetts Salvation Army was made a week ago, along with a note from the woman. In the note, the woman wrote that she wanted to commemorate her husband's joy in giving at Christmas time, especially to those in need. The diamond ring is valued at $1,850. Salvation Army's Red Kettle goal is $3.36 million for the year. So if you got some chains, drop it in there.
Booyah.
That's all you need. A 400-year-old custom that forbade villagers from tying the knot with those from different villages has officially ended. Governments of 8 villages in Fujian province jointly announced the decision to break with the local tradition that for centuries limited marriages to partners of the same village. And in something that sounds straight out of a Marvel comic book but is real, scientists are reporting the discovery of a pair of huge stars that are circling each other and are starting to merge. Mm. Oh, time runs out. The scientists say the two stars, which are already touching, weigh the equivalent of 38 and 32 suns, respectively. Dang, those stars. Their love was written in the stars.
Okay.
Because they wrote it themselves because they are stars and that they're still writing their story.
What?
Sometimes you gotta reach up for the stars because the stars don't have arms to reach back for you.
See, and if the stars don't have arms, that's just the fault in our stars.
Did you see that movie?
No.
Me either.
No.
We should watch it together.
No.
Why not?
I own it.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
That changed fast. That was really fast. No, I've never seen it. I own it. Hey.
Ah!
What happened?
Kyle, breaking news. Kyle just texted and said AVA is back, dude. Strongest release in years.
Oh, the record came
it
out today.
It came out today.
Doug, new Angels and Airwaves.
Ah!
Nah,
you
Doug.
Know what, Doug? I'm going to throw this pin
Doug,
at you. I'm going to throw this
if
pin.
If it was plus 44, my boy in there would be just going nuts. He'd have ice cream and cake.
Ooh.
Pizza party.
Gosh.
Pizza planet. Beer, hot wings, and Jesus.
What?
For some of you, I just described your best case scenario.
That's your Sunday.
That's it. In fact, in an effort to reach the unchurched, River Chase United Methodist Church plans to launch a new worship service at Buffalo Wild Wings in Hoover, Alabama. And since waiters and bartenders will be preparing to open for business, the atmosphere may not be conducive to church praise music, so there will be no band. The service will start at 9:45 a.m., conclude around 10:30. Restaurant customers are allowed in at 11, so if you live in Hoover, Alabama, maybe that's for you.
Hoover.
Police in Australia were called about a man who was standing in the middle of a busy road directing traffic. But when they arrived, the man had left the area and couldn't be located. Witnesses say the man was directing traffic with a bag of frozen peas.
Oh, man. That would be epic.
That would be epic. Okay. Oh, this is the best. This is the best way. If you're upset about something, this is the best way to handle it. You guys ready for this? And then we'll look at traffic.
Oh, okay.
Two men are in police custody in Saskatchewan, Canada, after one of the men assaulted a coffee shop. He assaulted a coffee shop employee with some wildlife.
What?
Police say two 20-year-old men stopped by the restaurant and began arguing with an employee at the counter over the crucial issue of whether onions should be diced in a sandwich or not. This is Canada. It's okay. At a Tim Hortons. One of the men reached into the other man's coat pocket and hurled a snake at the employee.
What?
The snake turned out to be a small, completely non-poisonous garter snake, but it was a snake nonetheless. Weaponized snakes.
Wow.
Doug, weaponized snakes?
Maybe he was hoping it was going to turn into like a rod.
Oh, gosh.
And he was
Maybe he saw a pre-screener of Exodus.
Yes. Gosh, and that movie comes out Friday.
He said, don't worry, I've got faith. Oh, man. But run.
Wait, does it come out Friday or tomorrow? It
comes out the 12th.
Oh, okay, Friday.
Let's take a look at traffic.
Whoa, yeah.
Neato.
All right, let's take a look.
All that stuff disappeared.
Okay.
We had a lot of red on our map because they close down Paseo every night. But good news, it's open now.
Oh, yeah.
There's no accidents or there are no accidents or flashing lights or police activity showing up. No events of those types of whatever. None of that's on the map. All we've got is construction, I-25 in Paseo, and construction Rio Bravo Boulevard is Leta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic because now it's time for our boy to show up. Bring the party, Doug! Doug! There he is.
I don't know why.
It's a quiet party.
These parties and cake, it just reminded me of being a little kid. Remember those nasty little, like, sugar things that they would put on cakes as decorations?
I loved those.
Me too.
I would eat them.
Me too!
They're not nasty.
They are nasty.
They were very nasty.
It was like a sugar cube that was painted. Hey, Doug.
I remember that.
No!
You're a child.
Are they like, were they flat, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
It was like really hard icing.
Yeah. Okay. You get it like Chuck E. Cheese. Here's Chuck E. Cheese, please.
Remember when getting like the picture put on the cake was the big thing for a while?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Those were good times.
Great times.
Good times. December 9th, 2014, day 343. There are 22 days remaining in the air. First up, an American film and stage actor. His popular films include Out of the Past, Champion, Ace in the Hole, The Bad and the Beautiful, 2,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Lust for Life, Path of Glory, Gunfight at the OK Corral, The Viking, Spartacus.
Kirk Douglas.
Yes.
Well done.
Da, 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 da.
Kirk Douglas is... Oh, he's really old. We talked about this the other day. Kirk Douglas is...
92.
96.
98 years old.
Oh, he's so old. So, listen.
Still here.
Oh, Billy Joe.
Nope.
Billy Joe Armstrong. That's his name.
Not Billy Joe.
The Trey.
Yes.
Trey Cool, the drummer.
Wow.
Yeah. And Mike Dirnt, the bass player.
I couldn't remember their names except for Billy Joe. So I was like, Billy Joe Armstrong is the only one I remember.
All the way across town. He sounds like his nose is stuff.
Yeah.
My nose is really stuffed. The bad goodness things stuff.
He was a consultant on The Voice one year.
Really?
Yes.
That's confusing.
And I was like,
that's
what
confusing.
Is happening? He's like, gonna sing it like this.
He should go into radio when he's done with American.
Everybody.
With Green Day.
Okay, everybody, Billy Joe Armstrong here. We're going to write a new song today. It goes like this. So when I was a kid, dude, Dookie, I had that CD on repeat.
Every kid's got Dookie, man.
I like Nimrod.
Ooh, that's a good record. Came way later, little kid.
Yeah.
Came way later.
That's why I listened to
that. Yeah. I remember Dookie. I do. I remember It Happens Every Day. I can't get around that joke. Can't get around it. No, there was a guy named Chris Stanley that went to church with me, and he loved that record. He brought it to church, and he was sneaky showing it to everyone. He's like, check this out, guys.
Look, guys.
It's not Christian music.
What?
This ain't your mama's jars of clay. We're like, Chris, get away from us. You're in the grade above us, weirdo.
I was that kid. I say 45.
Do it right. 42 is correct.
Yes!
Nicely done. Nailed it.
Good job.
He's my least favorite member of that band.
Oh.
Probably my, yeah, same here.
He looks like an idiot.
Oh.
No offense to him, but man, what an idiot.
Especially now that they all wear eyeliner.
No offense.
It's not like personal, but gosh, fix yourself. Personally.
Daniel Craig.
Nope.
Charles Bronson.
She was not one of the James Bonds.
Brosnan.
She was not.
She was not one of the James Bonds. Oh, gosh, there's so many Bond girls. There's like three a movie.
She wasn't a Bond girl either, though.
Q. M.
Judi Dench.
Judi Dench is
correct. Yeah! And she was the Bond girl.
Oh, yeah, sort of. Kay. Well, he likes Moneypenny.
No, I know. He's in love with Moneypenny. But, dude, that was like M. That was like Mom.
Mom.
Oh, gosh.
Hello, Mom.
Judi Dench, dude. She's been in a lot of stuff.
She has. She's glorious.
Dame Judi Dench.
How old is she?
62.
She is 78.
She is 80 years old.
Wow! Looking good, Judi Dench.
Looking good, Miss Dench. Love you.
All right, well, I accidentally... close the tab for this guy's music.
So. Okay, so we'll
no,
sing it.
Doug.
Just tell us what we're supposed to
tell
sing.
Tell me what to sing.
The theme song from Of Mice and Men.
Got it.
There you go. Next up, American actor, director, and producer and fashion designer. He has appeared in more than 70 motion pictures in such films as Places in the Heart, In the Line of Fire, Empire of the Sun, The Killing Fields, Dangerous Liaisons, Of Mice and Men, Being John Malkovich.
It's John Malkovich's birthday.
It is.
Wait, keep going. Red 2.
Red, yeah. He was almost the Vulture in Spider-Man 4.
Which would have been awesome.
Until they decided to reboot it.
Reboot!
He produced Juno and the Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Ayo! Dude. He's awesome.
John Malkovich is a very funny individual, and he's also strange.
Like Being John Malkovich.
Yes.
That was the strangest movie.
He was also in Transformers, do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
There he is.
He was James Bond in 7 films.
That's right. He was...
Unreleased.
Yeah. Unreleased James Bond film.
He took over for Christopher Reeve as Superman.
Mm-hmm. He was also the voice of the Little Mermaid in The Little Mermaid 3.
Yes!
Ariel goes through a change. Ariel makes a change.
That one was about all the chemicals in the sea changing the fish.
She changed her name to Aaron.
Oh, John Malkovich. 54.
John Malkovich is 60.
He is 61 years old.
Dang it.
Wow.
Man, I'm almost just getting them.
Alan, Wayne, Meryl, Jay, Donnie.
Osmonds.
Yes. Which one?
Donnie.
Marie.
Yes.
Oh, Donnie. I feel like it's Donnie Osmond's birthday every day. How many birthdays does he get a year? Is that a Mormon privilege?
I think so.
Why not?
Oh, man, I want more than one birthday.
You Donnie can have Osmond. One, son.
I feel like he's going to be older than John Malkovich.
63.
59.
57.
I was wrong.
Well, I was wrong. That usually happens.
Next up, an actress, director, and film person. I cannot see the writing right now. I'm going blind.
Doug, wake up!
I can't see because of the lights in here.
Doug, turn the lights on! God. The lights are off!
She was in Desperate Housewives.
Eva Longoria.
No.
That's all I know.
She was also in Magnolia, Path to War, Georgia Rule.
Nope.
Cake.
Nope.
Felicity Huffman.
Oh, yeah.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
47.
43.
She is 56.
You should really turn a light on.
I know. I bunched the writing together.
Oh, Doug.
All right. It's okay because we're going to make up for it right now.
Yeah,
okay.
We are. Let's do it.
Steve-O, I'm looking at you for this one.
Yeah. Is it a wrestler?
Yep. He's the 1996 gold medal winner in the Olympics. Wrestling.
Oh my gosh, Kurt Angle!
Kurt Angle.
Oh, it's Kurt Angle's birthday! I knew this music!
Kurt Angle.
Dude.
He is a strange old. He's a strange old to me, never gonna talk to the strange olds.
I saw him live in a pay-per-view. He was
I am
the
a
WWE
vampire.
Champion at the time. Sadly, he lost to Brock Lesnar in a triple threat match against The Big Show, Brock, and Kurt Angle.
I Google searched the other day, like, things to watch on the WWE Network, and that pay-per-view came up.
No way! Yeah. Vengeance? I still have it on DVD. You can see me the whole time.
Boo.
Me and Chris Chicago, Rosary, we were totally TV side, and I get to go and show everybody, look, guys, everybody was booing me because I had this punk kid at the time. It was his first pay-per-view ever.
Boo.
He was fighting The Undertaker.
What
he was this
name?
White dude who rapped. His name was John Cena.
Oh.
And I had a Word Life poster that I made.
And I was Word like, hey. Life.
There's even a moment where I have a poster for Eddie Guerrero, and they go, whoop, on me. And I'm like, me.
Watch that.
Me holding a sign of Eddie Guerrero that says, Eddie deserves an Oscar. And I drew an Oscar with the Mexican flag.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I did. And I was on that pay-per-view, guys.
That makes me sad.
Immortalized! Like the great Kurt Angle!
I won't lie, there's times when I just need motivation.
Yeah.
And I play this song.
Yes. Remember when he was, like, such a good guy and it was, like, drinking milk?
Bad guy Kurt Angle is the best because he's hilarious.
He is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle is 46. Bam, bam.
Oh, gosh. Kurt Angle is 42.
He is 46 years old
hey,
today.
Hey, you nailed it!
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I really did.
On to dates?
No.
On this day in what year?
No.
New York City's first daily newspaper, The American Minerva, was established by Noah Webster.
Oh, Noah. First newspaper in New York. I didn't know that. He did a lot of things. Built the Ark.
Mm-hmm.
Established a dictionary. First newspaper.
Wrote this song.
Yeah.
Played in Deftones.
It's pretty amazing.
Jumping up and down is a fun way to spend the morning.
Noah Webster created the first newspaper on this day in 1806.
Is he the guy that did the dictionary?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Along with Richard Merriam. Merriam Webster Dictionary.
Ayo! What'd you say, 1856?
I thought I said 1806.
1759.
1793.
Dang it.
Noah Webster.
Noah Webster.
And the number one song for today.
Yes.
2001.
2003.
Oh,
wow.
Today is Christmas card day. honoring Sir Henry Cole of England, who created the first commercial Christmas card in 1843. And it is Pastry Day.
Pastry Day?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Everybody, Noah Webster's name has become synonymous with the dictionary because of the modern Merriam-Webster dictionary that was published in 1828 that he was the founding father of.
Okay. I read that on the internet. No,
he was also
that.
One of the founding fathers of our nation.
Doug, I don't believe it either.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay. Do you remember what year I said for the newspaper?
1806.
In 1806, Noah Webster published his first dictionary.
That's cool.
Ah!
I wish that would have been the question.
Me too, but it wasn't.
That's right.
Yeah, it wasn't. It
guys,
wasn't.
We have to jump straight into New Music Tuesday.
Yes.
So we're going to take a break and then come right back. I'm hungry.
Right?
Also, we've got some bad news.
What?
Stinking Aaron Gillespie skipped town, so we're not doing our karaoke contest today.
Guys, we're really, really sad about this.
I even talked about it on Saturday. Yeah. That's how excited I was. That's all I had going for me on Saturday.
Pretty bummed about that one. So, coming up, we're going to have to make up for it with some good music, hopefully.
We are. Today is me and Dawn's fourth anniversary of getting married, and I want to dedicate this next spot to her. Not a song, just this next spot.
Just the next... Oh, man. So good. So good. Coming up in T-minus 2 minutes, New Music Tuesday. Stay with us.
What?
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
It's a time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Hey, y'all seen that Star Wars?
George Lucas hasn't.
Yeah, he doesn't even care about it.
He hasn't watched the trailer for his new movie.
What a poop head.
It's not his movie.
And it's good it's not his movie.
Yeah, that's why it's good.
He's being a doo-doo head.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to New Music on Tuesday.
New Music on Tuesday, hey.
It's that time of year where we get a lot of Christmas music. We share it with you. We got a lot of music today.
Yep, we do. We have four Christmas songs and tons of other things.
We got a couple locals.
We do.
We're excited about that.
And we've got a huge disappointment for our friends TJ and Thebes. Huge disappointment.
Now I have to look at the list. Yes.
Yes, we do.
Everyone else really stoked.
Yeah, everyone else is going to be so excited because you're normal.
Yeah. We got a laundry list of great artists today.
We've got a grocery list of great music.
This is true. Where do we want to start?
Yeah. Let's start with this Sullivan Christmas song. So Sullivan is a band that was on Tooth & Nail for a while. They are releasing a new record very soon on a different record label called Spartan Records. We play a couple of the songs.
Yeah.
Here on the station, and they have put out a Christmas cover song, and we are going to play it.
There you go. Tell us what you think. It is New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on all the new jams. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Format, it's simple. Dig it, bury it. If you love it, you dig it. If you hate it, bury it deep into the ground where no one has to hear it again. That's all you got to do.
That sounds mean.
It's a simple job. You can do it. Are you up for the task?
Yes.
Okay. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brandy Sullivan, I'll Be Home for Christmas. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Presents on the tree.
Sullivan. I'll be home for Christmas. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Christmas time.
No, it's Christmas time. I don't know if y'all've heard about Christmas, but
it's coming up.
It happens once a year.
Yeah.
It's a holiday. You dress up like goos and goblins and you walk around.
No, that's totally.
You hand out candy hearts to everyone and clovers and you hope you get good luck and then you jump around and celebrate the American flag with fireworks and then you put on a turkey and eat it. That's the reason
that's
for the season.
Okay. Sullivan, I'll be home for Christmas. What do people say?
I don't want to read. I don't feel like reading anymore. Stefan says, solid rock and roll Xmas jam.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What?
I better write this.
What?
Sounds like someone. Hang on. What is this? Okay. He wrote, don't worry, everybody. I got him.
No,
I got him.
If you're trying to fix Xmas.
No, I got him. Hey, I got him. He wrote solid rock and roll Xmas jam. I'm going to say sounds like somebody forgot the reason for the season.
Okay.
Sounds like someone.
But X was actually like original.
Hey, don't give me any of that garbage. Okay. I've seen Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. I spent money on it. Sounds like someone forgot reason for the season.
Leonard says, I like this cover. Dig.
JD says digs. Bill Peterson says sassy. And then Leonard said to Bill, you're sassy.
Whoa.
It's just a matter of time before they meet up for coffee. All right, let's continue.
It is New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about all the new music. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Are we just going down the line? How are we doing this?
Yes. I sort of arranged these yesterday, so I think there's... Let me double check. Yes. Yes, okay. I sort of arranged them yesterday, so we are good to go.
I like it.
Because I knew it would get confusing.
New Empire. There's a lot, dude.
There's
we have so much music. New Empire, the band. The song is Fallen Soldiers. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. On this new music Tuesday.
Yo, it's fun.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Silence the guns forever.
Peace and love from above.
That's right, y'all. Peace and love from above.
Fallen Soldiers, New Empire. Throw down the guns forever.
Throw them down.
Don't just lay them down. What did people say?
JD says, this is a really rad track. Digs. Bill says, Fallen Shoulders? Deep tissue massage will cure that. Meh.
Ugh.
Bring it on, Bill. Joe Lynn Annie says, really like this one. Laura says, I agree. Nice dig. Matthew says, noice. Leonard says, dig, where's my coffee, Bill? Bill said, double latte coming up.
Speaking of, we got to make a phone call.
Yeah, we got to make a phone call, y'all.
We don't normally detour like this, but
we got to.
For hand and laugh.
Oh,
and
what is happening? They put us on hold like
that's
immediately.
Evil.
That's evil.
You were given a gift.
What is
Solomon's Porch? This is James.
James.
Hey.
Who made our drinks this morning, James?
From I did.
Solomon's Porch.
James. Masterful.
Master of ceremonies.
Yes.
You are the MC.
Alrighty.
Magical coffee. That's what it means.
I'm going to magical coffee. Yeah. MC. I like that.
Yeah. You're the MC.
Okay. Well,
we didn't know. We honestly thought it was Ian because he's like the king. And so we were calling to congratulate Ian on making what is the best drinks we've had in a really long time.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you guys
it turns
like...
turns out it was Seamus.
Yeah.
Delicious. All right, buddy. We love you.
Love you, too.
There you go.
Bye. All right.
See you guys at lunch?
Yes.
What do you guys have for lunch today?
I know we have chicken and kale.
Ooh.
But then...
That's probably what we're going to have today. I might have something else.
Ian's throwing down chicken and kale.
We may have another soup,
okay.
But he's not sure if he's going to make
chicken
it.
Chicken and kale sounds fantastic.
And then just all the normal sandwiches and stuff like that.
All amazing, right. Dude. We wanted to throw that out on the air, buddy. You guys are fantastic.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Have a good run.
You too.
Bye.
Dude, coffee shop here on the Calvary campus? Seriously. No joke. We had to call because it was like, whoa, this is really good.
Guys, if you're in the area and you want like a little pit stop, Solomon's Porch.
Pit stop?
Pit stop. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road.
Northeast.
Yeah, you're on the Calvary campus.
No pit stoppo.
No pit stoppo.
Uno lapo.
No pit stoppo.
Sorry, Cars.
It's okay.
It was good.
I don't think I've seen that movie. I think I've seen the first one. I think I've seen the first one.
That was the first one.
I don't think I've seen the second. Well, I watched it one time. That was not my favorite Cars. Not my favorite Pixar. In fact, you ready for this? Who's ready?
No.
This is going to be really disappointing to you.
Oh, no. I don't know if
I liked Ratatouille better than Cars.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Ratatouille was a great movie.
I did not like it better than A Bug's Life. I think A Bug's Life, to me, was...
super underrated.
I don't... See...
You don't like A Bug's Life? Who are you?
I thought it was cool, but it's just not my... I don't care about bugs. I don't care about bugs. I don't care about their lives.
But you care about rats?
I love Ratatouille. I care about food. I care about food.
Okay.
So that made me stoked on that.
Yeah.
Plus, it was a heartwarming tale. He was trying to fit in!
Literally, he had a tail.
Yeah, it got really hot.
It was like...
It warmed his heart.
Cooking and stuff. Literally, because he was making Ratatouille.
Oh.
You know?
Did we all try Ratatouille after that movie came out?
I've never tried it.
It's good.
Is it?
It is good.
I've never tried it. Never had it. No, thank you.
Yeah, Ratatouille?
Did you try Ratatouille after that movie came out?
You're missing it. You
Producer
guys are missing
Doug
it.
And I, we're right there.
I'll ask Dawn if she can make some Ratatouille.
Happy anniversary, Dawn.
Happy anniversary, baby. Make me some Ratatouille.
Keeping it going on this new Music Tuesday. I'm excited for this new project. Literally.
Why?
Project. London 6 Echo.
Yes.
You may recognize it. It is a brand new side project, right?
Yes.
This is the right one?
Yes.
Is this what we're doing?
This is the one.
It was next in line. I was going for it.
Yeah, no, this is the way it's supposed to be.
Okay, good. I got nervous like I was wrong.
No, I was trying to figure out how to correctly spell it. The name of the song is Seraph the Dragon, but it's spelled, it's like lowercase, uppercase, blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah. And I want to get it right.
That's because our boy, Andrew Schwab, decided he wanted to do something a little electronic. Yes, we know.
We know.
A lot of people throwing down electronic stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making me go, Joey, Chrissy.
Joseph.
Remember how you guys have been doing this for 15 years? You should probably start writing new music, because now's actually your time.
It's like, Joseph, Christoph, why aren't you guys picking this up and doing it right?
For real.
Can Chrissy's new name be Christoph?
Yeah, totally.
Christofferson.
Christoph.
Christofferson.
I'll call her Christofferson.
Wait, we got to make it feminine, though. Christofferson Lee.
How is Lee? Christofferson Lee?
Waverly. See? Feminine.
Yeah, very feminine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Christofferson Lee.
I like that. Brand new music from Andrew Schwab, his new solo project, London 6 Echo. Tell us what you think. A little different. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes.
London 6 Echo, brand new side project from Andrew Schwab.
No, I don't care.
Frontman of Project 86. He can't get away from sixes.
I was almost done with my burrito.
Project 86, London 6 Echo.
London 6 Echo.
It was the sixth song we've played this morning.
Echo, echo, echo. Oh, really?
No. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Some people are going to be like, he's saying to call himself the dragon and his sixes everywhere.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do the peoples have to say?
The people say, Matthew says, very nice. Noise. Carly says, I want this song to end.
Okay.
Cassie says, it's okay. It's a little iffy. Bill says, dig. Yep, dig for sure. So dig. Diggity dig nuts. Bill, don't make me read that crap. Stefan says, I like P86, but I'm not really feeling this song. The album artwork is pretty rad, though.
Yeah.
It's cool. I've seen it. Missy says, OMG, LOVEIT, dig it. Play more like that, LOL. Leonard says, Bill is feminine. I'm not sure if I like it or not. I guess I don't completely dislike it. And Bill says, I'm okay with that because it's not my place to judge like you do, Leonard. You guys are arguing.
There's like this weird old married couple fighting on her Facebook page.
That's the best case scenario.
Listen, Bill, Leonard, you guys.
Go to counseling.
Might want to go to some counseling, see somebody professionally. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. It can help. It can help. You know what else helps? Christmas music.
I love it.
Something about Christmas music that always lifts your spirits. You're like, hey, I'm having a bad day. I need to listen to some amazing Christmas music. Well, good news. Sleeping at Last released an entire Christmas record yesterday.
Yep.
Oh.
And I guess every year he's recorded a Christmas song, and so he's compiled all of them together.
Mm.
So this is the new one for 2014. He did a cover of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Totally cool with me. One of my faves.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Sleeping at Last, brand new Christmas song. Tell us what you think. It's a classic. Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Sleeping at last.
Are you awake?
Huh? Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, come, Emmanuel. There, our cover. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static.
Oh, man, I love that so much.
Yeah! Wooly, I love you so much.
Hey, I love you so much.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because he's yelling out of elation.
Ah, okay.
It is a violent love. I am jealous of love for you, sir.
I like that. All right. Totally cool.
Hey. Are y'all having an amazing morning, yes?
We are having a fantastic morning. We're excited to be
good.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good music, good people. Well, oh, man.
You know what kick-started my morning?
What kick-started your morning?
Your video on Instagram.
Ooh.
Do you like that? That was good. I had to get down yesterday.
Singing.
I went to the bank.
Man, when you go to the bank, you take it to the bank.
Mm. I do. I get down, get that cash flow.
Well, yeah!
You got to get down when you're going to do mundane things. Make them a little less mundane.
That's
on your
right.
Monday.
I like that.
Man.
I like that.
You are inspiring.
You know how that rolls. So it's a good time. Right now, I'm on my way as I'm parked, not driving. I'm talking on the cell phone.
Amen.
I am going because we got a potluck today at work for the holiday goodness and whatnot.
So nice. So good.
I can't prepare things, and it's a breakfast-themed potluck. And so I'm thinking, tell me what your thoughts are on this. I wanted to pick your brain.
Okay.
I'm swinging by, I can't say the name of the business, a local business that makes pastries that rhymes with pillage thin, uh-huh. And I'm thinking about picking up a pie or two.
Oh, I got you. I'm like, that took me
how did you
long.
Not get that immediately?
Sorry, you should have just said Bucky the Bear, man.
Ah, okay, touche.
I was not trekking. I was like, pillage.
Hey, I got you.
Skrillage? What rhymes with...
Skrillage.
Skrillage.
Is that that DJ Skrillex. With the shaved head?
Skrillage man. Okay.
There it is. We're going to get down.
You're going to Skrillage man.
Sometimes when nobody's watching, me and Doug like to get in a room and turn the lights off and listen to Skrillex.
Personal dance party. Do y'all have a glow light? One
yeah,
of
we got glow lights? Sticks everywhere.
They use glow worms. That's all like old glow worms from the 80s. So,
oh my gosh, it sounds so great.
Yeah,
yes.
No glow sticks.
Put your hair up in those little ties.
It's ridiculous!
Okay.
Yeah, it's
oh,
crazy.
Man.
No, we don't do that. I don't like Skrillex.
So I don't know. I don't mind those pies.
I'm thinking that's brilliant for a breakfast potluck, right? Holiday theme, get it?
I think that's a great idea. Great idea, Willie.
Like, if you're going around, you got some pozole, you got some scrambled eggs, a little bit of bacon. You want to slap some apple pie on the side of that.
Heck
I'm
yeah,
thinking,
you
yeah?
do. Let's not get crazy.
No,
though.
Yes, you do.
Hey, now.
Yes, you do.
Of course you do. You know who doesn't want to do that? Al-Qaeda. There it is.
He's got a great point. Great, fantastic point.
Here's what you
this
do.
This is America.
Willie. This is
America. In America, we have apple pie for breakfast.
That's right.
What you got to do is you got to make French toast. That's what you got to do.
Oh, see, that's French, and we're living in America.
Here's the deal,
sorry,
though. Here's the deal, though. All right? For every four slices of toast, all right, you get a bowl.
Yeah.
You got one egg.
You've one
got
egg.
Half a teaspoon of cinnamon and a whole teaspoon of vanilla extract.
Ooh.
And 1/4 cup of milk.
Okay.
Mix all that together. That's per like 3 or 4 slices of bread, depending on how much you want to soak it. I'm telling you, it's magical French toast. Ask Teo.
What?
Dale,
I do make that, brother? French toast.
I love French toast crunch. It is a cereal.
No, my French toast.
Oh, man.
Tell them
oh,
how magical that is.
So bad.
What are you talking
just
about?
Saying. Gosh, get out.
No, I'm kidding. It's great. It's delicious.
Telling you, man.
Oh, man.
You go, boom, made it from scratch.
I've never made French toast
it's
before.
So
I feel like
easy.
I need to do this now.
Listen to
this,
me.
Willie.
One egg, half a teaspoon of cinnamon, a whole teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/4 cup of milk. You go whip all that together. You grab a slice of bread. You stick that in the bowl. You flip it upside down. You go, ooh, in the bowl again. And you throw it over like medium to low medium heat. Boom, on a skillet. And you go, and then wait till it's like a nice little brown because you want it kind of crispy. And then flip it.
Right, right, right.
Boom, perfect.
Okay,
one
okay,
flip.
Okay. I'm going to do this.
One flip.
I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna take a picture of it.
And you will be the king. And if you want, you can even like go, oh, I'm going crazy, and put a little like powdered sugar over the top. Just a little though. Oh. You don't want to go crazy with that. And I'm telling
you, just a little bit.
People will go, oh, I didn't realize you were the magical cooking king. And then you go, I really am.
I would credit you. I'm not gonna plagiarize all that. That was all you, brother.
All right, ladies, let's quit talking about recipes and talk about music.
Oh, come on.
You know what? That recipe sounded delicious, it was harmonic to my earlobe of my stomach.
Like Sleeping at Last.
Mm.
There was. Good segue. On that note, I love you all. Have an excellent day, gentlemen.
You're
incredible, and words. Yes, love you. Bye.
Boom.
Bye.
Wooly.
That's a good dude.
That is a good dude.
Every time he calls, we end it with, that's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
He really is.
He's a solid dude.
So many comments on this one. Let's see. Jesse says, dig. Laura says, music done right. Dig. Andres, our boy, he says, diggity dig. Jeff says, I really dig it. Sleeping at Last. Dig it.
Wow, there is a ton.
Derek says, dude, you said it would make me feel better. And I'm now depressed. Thank you. JK, great song to fall asleep to, dig. Kevin says, two scoops of dig. Joel the Nanny says, this is a very underrated Christmas song. I think. I dig.
I'm a fan of Sleeping at Last, too. That guy's voice is
beautiful.
Magical.
Dig it, beautiful. Leonard says, dig it. And I'm sorry, Bill. I don't want to fight anymore. And Bill said, hogs and fishes.
Okay.
And he also wrote, the Christmas song always depresses me. It's a nice cover, but not a fan of the song. And Leonard left the lid up again. Stefan says, Sleeping at Last gets it right every single time. And Tamara says, brilliance.
Yes, dude.
Brandy says, Randy O'Neill is a musical genius. His entire Christmas album is so spectacular. Please keep this. Brandy knows his name.
Yeah.
Not just his band name. His name.
His real name.
Yeah.
It's like me and Ryan go way back.
Way back.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We still got some music from Ren Collective for King and Country. Lil Amberlin in there coming up.
Don't say.
Oh, what? Who?
Don't say.
Our boy Stefan keeps commenting. We got a couple tracks featuring that guy coming up.
Oh, no.
I'm excited, man. It's a big day.
That's crazy.
We'll keep it going right now with James and the Drifters. Dig it or bury it on this New Music Tuesday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The song is Foxtrot.
It is.
Tell us what you think about it. Again, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brand new James and the Drifters on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. James and the Drifters. Song's called Foxtrot.
Yep.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
Let's see what the folks have to say.
The ending reminded me of the ending of every song on The Voice.
Yeah?
Because, you know, they always got to, like, gotta stay in this note. Show me judges how good am I.
Okay.
Yes.
Missy says, sorry, but bury it. Play more London 6 Echo, please. I think she's kind of into one thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Matthew says, holy dig. Matthew, be respectful.
Yeah, man.
David says, I'm not listening, but dig anyway.
Okay.
Leonard says, I'm not sure what this song sounds like because something happened to my streaming music, but I am going to say dig.
So nobody listened. Good.
Did the stream cut
dig.
Out?
I don't know.
Guys,
I was busy here.
If our stream cut out, you need to let us know.
Standing next to you.
Because that's how we'll know. That's the only way we'll know. Right, Doug?
That's right.
See, Doug agrees.
All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can get there. You can listen, actually, through our Facebook page as well. You can chime in for New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about all the latest. These guys were here recently, actually.
Yes.
Rocking a show.
They were.
Sold out show.
Ooh.
These guys are just blowing up. Crazy style. Talking about For King and Country.
Yes. They had, they did have a big show.
Yeah, monstrous show, and just doing big, big things. Their brand new record entitled Love Strong, Live Free, Bold and Brave, Excited Life, period.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
It sounds like a motivational poster, but that is the name of their album.
Something like that.
Live strong, jump soundly, sleep deep.
Just do it, Nike. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's brand new for King and Country. The song is Shoulders. Tell us what you think. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Shoulders!
Static.
I know it's true.
What?
You say the most random things right before we're going on air, I think purposely to throw me off.
What are you talking about?
For King and Country, the song is Shoulders. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mysaticradio.
Jamie's trying to call me right now.
Why is he trying to
call me? Jamie, I'm on the air.
Oh, tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mysaticradio.
Up, up. 2.0 had a comment.
Yeah.
2.0 said, fine song, but I had to check because I got in the car and thought I had it on a different station.
Oh, man.
I'm going to like that because she's witty. Does she still come around?
Yeah.
I never
She's got a show
girl.
Every Friday.
Okay. I guess she just comes in to do that when I'm not here. TJ says, dig for this month. Sounds too Christmassy for January, October.
Okay.
Jacob says, I pretty much love anything these guys come out with. Dig. Misty says, nice, good message. Dig it. Missy says, dig it. Peaceful and comforting, sweet. Matthew says, unholy dig. And Leonard says, okay, music doesn't work, but the webcam with music does. Now I have to look at you two. Oh, and dig.
Right on.
I'm winking at you, Leonard.
It is New Music Tuesday. We premiere some brand new songs. You get to tell us what you think. Vote on if it gets enough digs. It usually stays.
It usually does.
So tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're going to keep this Christmas time.
Yes.
Jammy jam feel going. Ren Collective Experiment. Amazing dudes. Always turn down some rad stuff. So I'm excited to hear this rendition, their version of Joy to the World, which, of course, this Sunday, actually, week three of Advent.
Yeah.
Joy. So it's fitting. I like it. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's brand new Ren Collective Experiment on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Ooh, you are my joy, joy, joy.
Ren Collective Experiment, Joy to the World. Hashtag you are my joy.
Joy to the world, the thorny.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's a Christmas tune.
It's a Christmas.
I feel like you just have to like all the Christmas jams because they're here for what, a month, two?
Yeah.
That's it.
The interesting thing about Christmas songs, if you are, especially if you're a Christian artist, 9 times out of 10, well, unless you have like a big hit, your most popular song will be your Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get downloaded more than any other song in your repertoire.
Ooh, repertoire.
Isn't that weird how that works, though?
Yeah.
It's because they're so accessible.
They're so accessible.
Let's see what everybody said. Thebe says our website is drunk.
Oh, no!
Hang on. Hey, Daniel, I don't think the feed...
Website's drunk, Daniel. Tell it to go home.
Is he back there?
Website. It's drunk, Daniel.
I don't think the website's working.
It's what one of our listeners said. Website's drunk.
We've had a couple people
say it. It keeps sloshing around.
Also, good morning.
It was really obnoxious. It has to apologize to all my relatives.
Number two, how does one sleep through 10 alarms and not wake up on time?
Oh, my gosh.
Thebes will answer that question today. Number three, not super impressed with RC's Christmas album. Guess I was expecting something completely different. Not terrible, and I own it, and I listen to it, just not on my top five Christmas albums.
Top five Christmas albums.
Christmas albums. I like that, Thebes. That's a good question.
We have a list of some interesting Christmas albums.
We have Quality Tam coming in at 9.
Truth.
But Doug has a fantastic game planned.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
I'm excited.
Jacob says, joy, joy, joy. Ha ha, it's funny, and that's how Christmas songs should be. Kayla says, now this one I know is Static. Dig. And yes, Mateo, I still come around. It's just after you guys go home for your naps because you get up at dark 30.
Hello!
Like.
Nice.
And also, I'm going to comment, I don't believe you.
2.0, she is in charge of our hip-hop show on Friday nights. It's called Surge. If you're into hip-hop, you should definitely check it out.
TJ says, see previous comment. I don't know what his previous comment was. So I'm not gonna read it. I don't care.
There you go.
I don't care. All right, let's move on.
All right, keeping it going.
Keeping it going.
I'm really excited about this. Our boy Stefan, he's got a solo project that I believe is fantastic.
Yes.
One of my favorite songs of 2014. The first track that we
do played. We consider this a locals rule? I guess we have to.
We kind of have to because he's local.
Locals rule!
However, it's really just, you know, because he's an Albuquerquean. We'll call it Locals Rule. But
it's
really
cool.
Man, already
it's Locals
huge fan.
Cool.
Yeah. Kindle is one of my favorite songs of the year, hands down. And so I was really excited. Yesterday we were talking about adding a new one. This one's actually featuring guest vocals from Sailor.
Sailor.
So we're excited about that. Brand new music from Stimson. It's Hammer, Fetter, Hearts featuring Sailor. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Because I want to follow.
Hammer, Fetter, Hearts. Some Stimson for you there, featuring Sailor. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Local boy.
Local boy, dang good.
Tell me what you think.
Local boy, dang good.
Tell me what you think.
Uh-oh.
What? What?
Two comments.
Two. Two comments?
Missy says, totally bury it. Unhappy face.
What does that even mean?
Crystal put something and it didn't work.
Oh. Maybe it was a happy face.
And we checked about the stream, and it's working here. We checked on two different computers, so we don't know, guys. Maybe it's your internet service provider.
Yeah. Need to talk to Comcast.
Or maybe you're drunk.
What?
They accused our web stream of being drunk.
It's very, very true. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Okay, Phoebe says, spoken word is done. Never liked it. I like Stimson, but not this. Jeff Gordon says, the lady singing is nice. That said, bury it. Jacob says, wow, very interesting. I dig. I'm not a rap person personally, but the vocal part and the music is awesome. Lisa says, it's growing on me.
Okay. You can tell us what you think about all the music at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's just before 8 o'clock. We got to take care of the bills.
Oh, my gosh.
And whatnots.
Hang on. 2.0 says, good message and spoken word. Dig. I'm going to work now. Okay, bye. Thanks for the shout-out, Steve-O. You're my favorite today.
Woo! 2.0! Surge! Not the drink. The hip-hop show that is the
my
best
My favorite
in the
is the drink.
You hear that, Chris Chicago? Her show's
Surge.
Better than yours.
Yeah, Chris Chicago.
I do think so.
I tend to.
It's life turned up, man.
Life turned up.
You know?
Hey, this
you
is
want
life.
Your life turned up?
This is life turned up.
2.0.
Friday nights here on the station.
That's right. You can check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, more new music Tuesday. We got some Amberlin still.
We got Amberlin. We have a new band called Southland.
And speaking of Stefan, if that wasn't your jam, if that wasn't your cup of tea, his main project, Archibald, his band.
Maybe you're not a fan of Earl Grey. Well, we've got some green tea coming your way.
What?
You said tea. It was a tea joke. It's in the bag.
Got you.
Tea bag.
Yeah.
Do you get it? It's a continuation.
Yeah.
It's a slight diversion, but it was still within the same vein.
Oh.
It was a branch.
Okay. Yep.
Does tea grow on trees?
Huh? Well, it depends. Like,
there's a tea plant. Doug,
we grew chamomile.
Does tea grow on trees?
We were growing chamomile in the back in our garden.
Sometimes?
It's like flowers. And you, like, pull the flowers, and then you, like, they're like petals and stuff.
If you're a tea expert, give us a call.
Nope,
we've got
care.
Many questions.
Not at all.
Many, many questions.
None questions.
Where does tea come from?
Literally less than zero questions.
Is there a mama
questions.
And daddy that makes it?
I have
it?
Negative
Are there plants?
Of I don't even care.
Give us a call.
Not at all. Ever.
Today.
Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's a talk.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
That's seriously what happened the first time we saw the Star Wars trailer. George Lucas has not seen the trailer for the new Star Wars movie. Says he does not care about the new films.
Idiot. Probably best for him, though. He's got his own thing. He's got that other movie coming out.
It's because he's mad. What movie?
He's got a movie coming out that he wrote. It's an animated movie. We saw a trailer for it.
Nope.
What was it called?
Nah. Pass.
Can't remember.
No thanks.
I don't know. But he's got his own thing. That's why he says he doesn't care. You know he cares.
It's because he's bummed out because everyone cares more about these than any of the prequels.
It's because everybody's going, yes, finally a Star Wars movie and that jerk's not involved. You know, the guy that made it up? We're going to get good ones.
The guy whose idea this was? Yeah.
That's what happens when you make up something good. You come along, somebody else can just do it better than you. It always happens.
Is that why Christmas music just keeps going and going?
Yep.
Like earlier.
If you ask me, the best Christmas song ever was Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley.
That was a good one.
There is no better Christmas song.
Mm.
Except a million more Christmas songs. But his version of that is my favorite.
I think Oh Holy Night is probably my favorite Christmas song.
I think Dominic the Christmas Donkey. Ugh. The Italian Christmas Donkey.
No.
That's the best Christmas song ever written.
We got a few more tracks for you this morning, including a Christmas song on the way from Echo Smith.
That's
we'll get
right.
to that in just a few minutes.
A listener suggestion from Echo Smith.
Who? I don't know this band. Southland.
This is a new band.
Okay.
Southland. And, well, it's new to the station. They're a newer band. And
All
they
right.
put out a new EP recently. And we're going to hear this song from it. It's the Young Hearts EP, and this is the title track.
There you go. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Why?
Static.
I've got dreams inside. Goals before I die. Adventure for this.
Southland, Young Hearts, dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about the music.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's a great track. It's very poppy.
It's poppy, and it's poppy. Michael Thebes says, stream is working now. Not overly excited about the high vocals, but I like it otherwise. Jeff says, yes. Okay, I was digging it until my app died on me again. Missy says, growing on me. Unsure if I should dig or bury it.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. Got a few more tracks to try out on you.
We're going
to
try
us what you think about all of it. This one, actually, a listener suggestion.
Yes. It is.
Tell us more.
Okay, we play a culture shock from a band called Echo Smith.
Yeah.
We don't really culture shock Christmas songs.
No.
But that's what the listener that wrote in said. He said, a Christmas time culture shock?
There
suggestion?
You go. I like that.
This band came through. We saw them play at the Warped Tour.
That's right.
And they did really well. They've blown up over the past year or two. They had a big song called Cool Kids. I'm sure you heard it because it was all over everything.
Yeah.
This is their take on I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. I believe it actually came out last year, but it's pretty jamming.
Tell us what you think. I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day by Echo Smith. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Smith, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah.
A culture shock Christmas track, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Suggested by a listener. Really, really good.
Thank you for sending that suggestion in. Who sent that in? Let me see if I can find it. Boo, 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 boo. JD.
Hey, JD.
Thank you, JD.
Out in Portales, New Mexico.
We appreciate you, sir.
Yes, man.
Clopez says, hashtag winning. Crystal says, yes. Brian says, they seem to fit in. Dig. They seem to fit in. It's from Cool Kids.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. No, yeah.
You remember the Beatles?
Yeah.
You remember when they said you died? That was a hoax, right?
Oh, Chris Farley.
Deep says, even with the female vocals, yes. And Missy says, dig it, but a male's voice would have been better. Wow. I want to clear something up.
Okay.
I've seen many people do this. When we say would of, that's incorrect.
Yeah.
A male's voice would have been better.
Right.
It gets shortened a lot when we talk because we say would have. Like
would have.
W-O-U-L-D apostrophe V-E. Would have.
Would have.
Is short for would have.
Yeah.
When we spell out would of, O-F, we're wrong. We're butchering the English language. It's our language. We should use it correctly.
There you go.
I need to call Dex over at The Edge because he does that more than anybody I've ever met. Seriously, on his Facebook.
We have to call him.
I just want to give him an English
We have to call him.
It's something simple. I'm not talking about possessives. I don't even want to go into that. I tried to explain possessives to Mitch one day. She has a poster in her office where I drew her a diagram.
Yep.
She still doesn't get it.
Nope.
And it is confusing. And I'm not the master of the English language. But I know the difference between would of and would have.
Yeah.
And I'm here to take a stand.
There you go.
I don't take a stand a lot. But
a
when I
stand.
Do,
yeah.
I take a good stand.
It's important
I'm going to stand up on this. Doug, get me my soapbox. No?
Oh, man.
He says he'll get it, but he's busy.
Earlier, we played a new track from Stimson, our boy Stefan.
Yeah.
His solo project. Well, he is part of an amazing local band to the Albuquerque area, and we love these guys so much. They've been part of many events for us and just a part of the station for a long time. Mm-hmm. They have brand new music we're really excited to premiere. It's called The Great Composer. This is actually a live track.
Yes.
They did this live.
And they posted the videos on their Facebook. If you'll go find, I'll link Archibald's Facebook in the post. Go to their Facebook and watch the videos. They're so well done.
Yeah.
My boy Ethan on bass, he kills it.
Absolutely. Live track, Archibald, The Great Composer. Again, they did this live, and it is their latest and greatest. It's called The Great Composer. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Brand new music from Archibald. It's called The Great Composer. And yes, that was live.
Live. Live, people.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Stefan says, this isn't Xmas music. Love you, buddy. Joshua says, dig. Missy says, yes, finally. Totally, totally dig. Leona says, go, Archibald. Ruben says, dig, yo. Clopez says, yes. Casey says, dig. And I really dug Mateo's little dance to the song. Don't watch the webcam. Sometimes people forget that it's there.
Yeah, guys!
Duh. Jeff Gordon says, I like Archibald, but no, Barry. Maybe because it's live.
Okay.
Hang on, I gotta reply to him real
quick. Tell us what you think, dig it or bear it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static!
Yo, good morning, fellas.
Hey. Morning!
How you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic.
Good deal, good deal.
What about you, Jeff?
Sometimes, some artists and some songs don't even put a vote out there because there's guys like Thebes and Jeff Gordon, and I'm just gonna throw Bill Peterson in there too.
Throw him under the bus. Throw him right under that bus.
Throw him
and say sometimes people miss it, you know.
Yeah, there you
go. It's good to see that no one dropped the ball on this one.
There you go. Right on, man.
Thebes actually says, I don't remember liking any of their previous installments, but this is good.
All right.
But he did
doesn't
say,
like any of the previous Archibald? Come on.
I know.
Come on,
he did say, although I'm not sure if I'm cool enough to like this.
He's pretty cool.
Now, Jeff Gordon is the one that you're after because he said no. He said no.
I told you.
Oh, there you go. See, you knew. You knew, Jets guy.
Hey, man, naysayer's going to naysay.
Naysay's, yes.
This is true. This is true.
I can't even say it.
Nay.
Naysay's gone.
Bing. Nay.
Say nay.
Bing. Bing.
Hey, Pop.
Bing. Hang on. It's out of tune. Bing. 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 Nope. Bing.
Will you stop it?
Bing. 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 All right. Go ahead.
Bye.
Later. Static.
Hey. Speaking of Jets guy.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Oh, no.
You may not know this, but does he listen to 94 Rock? Because I was on a job site yesterday. I swear he called in and requested a song that was not listener friendly.
Tell him, TJ, you whistleblower, Eagle Hawk, you.
About something being to the wall?
From the window! Through the wall! That song?
No. But you're on the right track.
Oh, man. There you go.
TJ?
Teej, congratulations. Your team's better than everybody else's, and we hate you.
Well, what's new?
No, well, it's true. Good to see Aaron Rodgers got his act together.
Yeah.
Told everybody to relax, and then apparently he did, and now you guys are on top of the world.
Yeah, everybody relaxed.
Good job.
Y'all on top of the world, hey!
Yeah.
Y'all on top of the world, hey!
It's good stuff. Thanks for winning.
I just had to call him out.
There you go.
Thank
good.
You, Teej.
That's good, man. That's good. Thanks, Teej.
Bye.
Gosh. Speaking of TJ, our final song of
TJ,
the morning.
TJ, dedicated to you and
Thebes, yes.
And maybe Michael Harvey?
Amberlynn just recently put out a brand new music video for We Are Destroyer. It's the first track off of their final record. Gosh.
Yeah.
It still sucks to say that.
They just put out, you said, the live video for it.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's got tons of like clips from the final tour.
That didn't come through Albuquerque.
Oh, no, bummed out. But this is a great song. We Are Destroyer from Amber Lynn. Tell us what you think.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Dog!
Static. We Are Destroyer, Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But we're going to play it anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, babies. Hey, y'all.
Talking to you, Thebes and TJ.
Talking to you, Thebes and TJ.
Tell us what you think about all the new music, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
TJ, I'm liking your comment.
I knew it.
Because I love Michael Scott. Michael Scott. I love him.
Hey, Thebes
says, I love this for what it represents, and this is actually really good. Figures it would take this long to get it right.
Oh, man.
Jeff says, dig it, okay? You all happy? I really do dig it. Casey says, yes, yes, yes. Travis says, sweet diggins. Now, I like that. That's a good thing to say.
Sweet diggins.
Sweet diggins.
Man. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio or 338-3700. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Is this Joel the nanny?
Yes.
Yes, it's Joel the nanny.
No
you
New Owl City today.
You guys know my voice. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Well, there's only one of you. Thank the Lord.
It's true.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Don't, if they ever open a cloning booth, just do us a favor and don't go in there.
What can we do for you, okay. Ariel?
Just kidding.
Well, you can help me figure out how to be a mermaid. That's what you can do.
Oh, I was going to tell you guys. Yesterday, we were talking about, were we talking about... Oh, when we were talking about kids wanting to be, and you said you wanted to be a mermaid, Joel.
Yes.
So somebody, I don't know if I can necessarily say who, but a friend of mine in another band, his wife used to be a mermaid at some thing out in L.A. That was her job. She would dress
up. I've heard of that.
And
I need to find that job.
So much money.
I love being a nanny, but ridiculous. To be a mermaid, oh, my goodness.
OM goodness?
OM goodness.
You're like halfway there because mermaids say ridiculous things
that's
like
true.
That. So.
See? I was born to be a mermaid.
That doesn't
This has to any, happen.
Nope.
Excuse me. Were Not you really. Born with gills?
Mermaids, they live lonely lives, guys. Right?
Owner of a lonely fin.
Yeah, because
I sing part of your world all the time. Yeah. I guess that is kind of a lonely song.
Right, it's very lonely. Because then, think about it. She was a mermaid, and her aspiration was to be not a mermaid.
Human. She wanted to be a human.
So I'm a reverse Ariel. Because I want to be a mermaid.
You're a reverse Ariel?
Yeah, because like, she wanted to be a human, but I'm a human and I want to be a mermaid. So it's
so
like
you're
opposite.
A Lyra?
Yes.
That sounds awful, Joel the Nanny. Awful.
Well, I was going to comment on the song, but...
Okay, let's hear it.
Anyways, I'm not the biggest Amber Lynn fan, but yeah. I have to say their last record is fantastic, so I really dig that song.
That's... You weren't a big fan, though?
Not, like, a huge fan. Like, I like random songs.
Joel, we have to work on your musical taste.
No, dude, she's too busy with Owl City.
Ugh.
Did you guys see my Owl City beanie?
No, nobody yes. cares!
You follow me on Instagram now, Steve-O. You saw my Owl City beanie.
I totally saw it. Notice the not like on your...
You've only liked one of my pictures,
Oh,
Steve-O.
She's counting! She is counting, buddy.
It's totally not weird.
Joel the Nanny, you gotta quit saying this detailed like how you're tracking it. It just sounds creepy.
It just...
It's not, I'm being serious.
Ariel
would never say that.
I'm a social media private investigator.
That's strange.
And to be fair, it's not hard to count to one. Don't worry. You'll be stuck like that for a really long time.
There's a reason why I'm going for elementary education and not secondary education.
There you go.
That's
you
terrifying,
go.
Too.
Amazing. Thanks for calling, Joelle.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hey, we're done with the conversation. Are you done with the conversation?
Sure, I don't know I'm done
do.
With the conversation.
I don't know what to do. Normally when I'm trying to get off the phone with my friends to say love you, because it means I'm trying to go, but that's just too much. So
okay, Joel the Nanny, we want you to have a good day.
Talk to you
later.
You
guys have a good day, too.
All right.
Bye. Later. Joel the Nanny, everyone.
Gosh.
So I texted Steven.
What'd he say?
Let him know that we added that song, and he said, who?
Who is this?
No. As an Amber Lynn.
That old man?
That old man.
He's busy doing dad things right now.
Lame.
Changing a diaper.
Real life things.
He's changing a diaper.
To talk about his old band that he doesn't care about.
You know what? You know what? He wanted to quit doing Amberlin so he could be a stay-at-home dad or whatever. You know, he could be a family man.
He's Mr. Mom now.
I give him 2 weeks. He calls everybody. He's like, hey, guys, listen, I've made a terrible mistake. We're getting the band back together.
Oh, man. Yeah, it'll never happen. That ship has sailed.
That ship has sailed. But he's got a solo project coming out. He's still doing Anchor and Braille.
Mm-hmm.
And he's working at this label. Tons of stuff with that guy.
Yeah, we're sad. What happened with our music?
What are you playing right now?
It was going to be sailing because
what is happening? What is
ship
this
has
playing?
Sailed.
What is this?
Christopher Cross.
I like this song.
Sailing.
Hang on, let me listen.
Because it's like, okay.
Let me listen and just be quiet.
This isn't sailing.
This isn't sailing.
This is Christopher Cross, but it's not sailing.
But we've got sailing because we played it. Did Doug play it?
Our computer system is terrible.
You know what you need to play right now.
Thankfully, that's like enough for New Music Tuesday. We're done. Coming up at noon, Mitch and I will recap it if you missed some of the jams. There's some good stuff in there.
Yeah, we got some good stuff coming up. We're going to talk about newspaper articles. We're going to talk about shoes and shoestrings. We're going to talk about all manner of shorts.
Mm-hmm.
What are they made out of? Do they have more than one fiber in them? We're going to talk about that. Y'all, we're going to talk about socks. We're going to talk about whether or not it's appropriate to wear long socks in the wintertime or whether or not you should just leave them at home and just wear little short ankly socks. We're going to talk about periodicals. We're going to go to the library and get library cards. Y'all, come on back. We'll be back in just a minute.
We're going to play some real music now. How's that?
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay. Well,
I love this band.
Me and that freaky old elephant from Adventure Time, we gotta go.
Tree trunk.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now?
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Hey everybody, we're back. We're going to take a look at traffic. Quality Tam's in the background causing a bunch of problems. That's not very high quality, Tam. Get it right or pay the price. Right now on the map, nothing's showing up. We got construction I-25 in Paseo, and we have construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. And that's pretty much all we got going on here in the ABQ.
It is Quality Tim Tuesday.
It is.
Morning.
Traffic this morning brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
And now we have to turn that camera so we can get some Quality Tam on the webcam.
Some Quality Tam on cam.
Let's get up the Tam cam.
Tamra on camera.
It's the Tam cam.
I like Tamra on camera.
Tamra on camera.
That's the what Tam they do cam. On the prompter for video announcements.
Really?
Yeah.
Tamra on camera.
It's this Tam on camera, Tamra on camera.
It's pretty great.
Tamra on camera.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're excited to have you in studio and a little irritated.
A little bit.
I wonder if Aaron's awake, because I'm going to call him.
Wait, where does he live?
Right now!
He's in Florida, Disney World with his son and his wife.
Now's the best time. He's probably sitting outside of It's a Small World complaining. Let's give him a call.
Make sure you let him know he's on air.
Here's the deal.
We have to, legally.
Legally, we have to, yes.
No problem.
Just checking.
Our boy Aaron Gillespie, last week we were singing, what was it, Total Eclipse of the Heart, and I? We were doing a duet on the
Beautiful.
Air. And he called in and said, what is this garbage? This is crap.
He said, garbage!
You can't do a 90s karaoke jam without me, blah, blah, blah. And I slapped him in the proverbial face with my glove. I took off my Michael Jackson glove and I slapped him!
All proverbial.
And challenged him to a duel. It was going to be Aaron Gillespie.
And he accepted.
And you.
Me.
Versus Team Awesome Morning Party in a battle of greatness.
Reigning champions.
Yes, we had so many duets lined up. So many ready to go.
Wow.
Islands in the Stream, we got it!
Got it.
Wow.
A Whole New World. We got it.
Got it.
Endless Love. You
got it.
Betcha.
Yeah, we
got
were
that. Ready.
We got all of these things.
And then Aaron decided to go. I'm gonna go on vacation with my family and friends.
My family's so important.
Here's what we're gonna do.
Family's so important.
I'm calling his cell phone right now.
I think it's funny that he said important.
Important.
He's from Mississippi. Skip walked up to him just a minute ago and started speaking Spanish to him, and he just stared at
I
him.
I went, see?
He asked him how he was doing.
I had no idea what he was talking about.
He's not going to answer the phone.
I just said,
mad.
See?
He's at Disney World with
no,
his family.
No, he thinks, yeah. He sees the 505, and he's like, oh,
nope.
I'm not answering this.
Nope.
Yeah. This is a Battle Drums related phone call. I'm not answering this.
Mm.
Should we sing to him? Should we sing to him on the... Wait, does he have a...
Please leave me a message.
Oh, man.
Whatever. You know what to do. Bye-bye.
Oh, so pretentious.
Shall we leave a message or...
Yeah.
Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
No!
This is Mateo and Steve-O and Quality Tam calling you from the morning show in New Mexico. You're in Disney World.
And we're on air.
We wanted to interrupt and leave a voicemail on air so that you knew that we were upset that you challenged. You accepted our challenge to a karaoke battle, and then you went to Disney World instead.
You were supposed to be here, man.
You can't go to Disney World until after you win the contest. That's the example that's always given, and you just skipped that.
Skip it,
you went
bro.
Straight to Disney World.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of affluence you have thanks to Paramore, don't just skip the contest and go to Disney World.
You think he's actually hearing this whole message, or he hung up like
it
six
might
seconds
have already
ago?
Hung up.
Okay.
No, I
and,
think he's
and just in case, let's hang up.
No, let's just keep it going as long as we can.
Until it runs out.
But if it runs out, it won't save.
You left Tamara here, and now she's going to have to do it solo this
solo.
Morning against Team Awesome. No,
she's
going to
sing the entire Little Mermaid soundtrack.
He's the one that called me out on the air, so we're calling you out. When you get back to the ABQ, you better get your butt in studio.
Because we miss your butt.
1 point to Team Awesome Morning Party already because you're not here.
I
Battle Drums
I
does. Not
do.
Her specifically. Kenny does. Kenny does. All right.
That's right.
We miss your little ginger booty.
All right.
We'll see you soon.
Sorry.
Love you.
Sorry we interrupted your trip.
Fine. Have a great day.
We apologize.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Aaron Gillespie.
You know, if Aaron Gillespie was a female, I would call him Sharon Kalinske.
What?
What?
Yep.
Where did that come from?
I'm just thinking about it.
Sharon Kalinske.
Mm.
See, you're a good fit on this show.
You really are, because that, I have no idea what you were saying there, but that's okay. It's okay.
I'm hoping that you guys don't remember asking me to learn the song Something in the Water, because I forgot it.
Too late. We have stuff prepared for you this morning.
Oh, yeah, we
Is
got you.
Is it Something
bro.
In the Water?
Mm.
I don't want that to be it.
Gosh, we had so many great duets ready. I've never even seen Frozen. We were like, oh, you know what? We got this.
You've never...
I've never seen
I'm
it.
I'm not even going to go there.
Okay,
but
this is the game. Are you ready?
It's an open door.
Yes.
Doug, boom, boom.
Love is an open door. Yeah. Doug.
Thank you.
You ready for this? Doug
yes.
gave us this quality game for Quality Tam
Do
Tuesdays.
Do I need to prod you up?
No, oh, okay. I got it. So this is how we're going to play.
Okay.
This game is called Match Me.
Oh.
A co-host leaves the room. I will leave the room.
Okay.
You will ask Quality Tam the following questions.
I like this.
I will come back and try to match your answers, Tam.
Oh, this is so good.
While I can't look bad for coming up with bad matches, the goal here is to...
You just need to know her. This is like the newlywed game.
I need to know you.
This
so
is good.
Try to make it obvious.
I don't even know what your favorite color is.
Get over it.
Red?
No. It's part of the game.
Okay, there's no losers, so just remember.
Oh, good.
No losers. Just, Tam,
right.
We don't know each other that well, so try to make it obvious.
Okay.
You guys better not mess this up.
Okay.
This is important.
Here I go.
All right.
I'm going to do this. He's
All
left.
Right. He left. Name something
Okay.
you decorate the outside of your house with for Christmas.
Christmas lights.
Ugh. So boring. Name something in a car designed to keep the driver comfortable.
What? Name something in the what?
Yeah, yeah. Something in a car designed to keep the driver comfortable.
Oh. The heater. No, the headrest?
Woman.
Let's
one
do
answer, please.
The headrest.
What we should have done is you give answers and I give answers and see who knows him better. Make the sound of a popular zoo animal.
I want to make a sound of a tortoise, but I don't know how.
So who goes to the zoo to look at the tortoise?
Tam. I do.
Oh my gosh.
I do.
Is it because you're from Battle Drums and it reminds you of like a big old drum?
No. Okay. What's a good one? What's something Mateo would say?
I'm not allowed to help you.
He would say.
I know what I would do.
Roar.
Okay.
Raptor.
Raptor. That was a raptor roar. Ugh. You've got to do better than that. Make the sound of a popular zoo animal.
Roar.
Gosh.
It's a lion. Okay. Do a lion.
All right. Lion roar.
All lion right. roar.
Name something you find pre-printed on a personal check.
What?
They used to have these things.
Pre-printed on the check.
It wasn't like cash.
Your address. Your address.
Cards. Okay.
Oh, these are so boring. Answers, but I don't want to say. I know what my gut wants to say.
What did your gut want to say? Stop eating.
The little line that says 2 and 4 on the bottom.
The line says 2 and 4. Okay. Name something airport security would confiscate.
Ooh. He won't get this. I was going to say my liquid makeup.
Liquid makeup?
They take
the,
it. Foundation.
The point of this game is to try and match whatever Teo
he's
is going
gonna to say.
He's not going to say he's liquid
gonna
makeup.
Say, he's going to say, you know what he's going to say?
Huh?
He's going to say pocket knife.
Pocket knife. Okay.
He's probably not going to say that.
All right. Quality Tam Tuesday with Tamara from Battle Drums. I'm going to go bring my co-host in.
Yo, Teo!
Are you ready, buddy?
Teo.
I try to be as dumb as possible.
Wow.
It probably so if, wasn't hard.
If you, wow.
If you screw this up.
I Are won't. You ready?
Yes, and I am very dumb, so I'm prepared.
Okay.
You can't make fun of me better than I can make fun of me.
It is as simple as possible.
Number one.
Okay, hang on. Let me switch camera views.
To your face.
Okay, we're good to go.
Name something you decorate the outside of your house with for Christmas.
Come lights.
Oh. Wait, why is this not...
It's good. Good job. That's what I said.
That's what you said?
That's what I said.
That's what she said. Don't laugh at that. It's not funny.
I don't like this.
Okay. Why?
Here we go.
Is it not working?
It Hopefully will work. This will work now. Number
it's
two.
That. It's 1, 2, 3.
1 for 1.
Number okay. two.
1 for 1. Number two. Name something in a car designed to keep the driver comfortable.
A car, not a card.
A car.
Name seat warmer.
Something seat warmer.
Dang it! I should have kept it. I should have kept my own answer.
That was wrong. That's what that was.
What did she say?
Headrest.
I first said heater.
Can we pause a moment?
Because I was thinking about the hot seat.
Female.
Okay.
Female. And when I say this, I'm talking up to you as if I respect you, as if. So just imagine, if you will.
For a moment.
Just a moment.
Theater of the mind. 3 seconds.
Have you ever, ever felt a headrest in a car that was comfortable?
Never.
One time.
In your life.
Ever. Okay, let's continue.
I have to say I've never.
Right.
But I started with heater. I should have kept seat warmer.
1 for 2. 1 for 2. Okay. Number 3. Make the sound... of a popular zoo animal.
Oh, my gosh. If I was Tam, what would I think of?
Yeah. Make the sound of a popular zoo animal.
A lion roar.
Oh,
yes!
Wow.
Yes!
I'm going to give that to you. Your lion roar sounded nothing like.
What was hers?
Go.
I said, roar.
Yeah. And you, I don't know what that was.
Have I ever showed y'all my T-Rex noise?
Have I ever done that
raptor.
For you?
No.
I went, I did a
okay,
raptor.
She did a raptor first.
This See? Is going to hurt my throat, but this is for real. Doug, this joke started in 5th grade.
Okay.
And I've been doing it ever since.
Here we go.
I haven't done it in a long time.
Wow, that's really good.
I lost it. I used to carry that thing out.
That was pretty good.
I lost it.
That was like Jurassic Park status.
Thanks, man.
I like that.
Let us continue.
Your head shook like a real one.
Your head shook.
You've seen a real one?
Like a real one.
Wow, you're the
on
only
Jurassic
one ever.
Park.
Quality Tim
on
Tuesdays.
Jurassic Park.
If God lets you see a dinosaur and not me, I'm going to have deep issues.
2 for 3.
Okay.
Come on.
Going 3 for 4 here.
3 for 4.
Name something you find printed, pre-printed.
Oh, God.
On a personal check.
Come on.
Oh,
read.
There's so many things.
Read my mind. What's pre-printed?
Name something you find pre-printed on a personal check. Don't
personal
you
check.
Your name. Did you? She put name and address, right?
Yes.
She put address. She
said I
address.
Said name and address.
No, she you said, she said address. Address.
Can we replay this? Name and address.
Did she say name and address, or did she just say address?
She just said address.
Producer Doug, thank you.
I was gonna
you
say
said address.
I was gonna say routing number.
Don't you try and lie. You're part of the worship team here.
I thought
liar.
Enough said.
I said name and address.
You said address.
I said
it's
name
okay.
in my head.
I would have said. I would have said. Nope, that's two things. Name one thing.
Okay, that makes sense. But it's all in the same place. All
right, this is it.
Okay.
This is
I
it.
I said name in my
so
head.
So far, you're 2 for 4.
So if
you don't get this one, you guys fail.
Okay.
Gosh.
This is it.
I'm used to failing.
Final question of the morning. Name something airport security.
Okay.
Name something airport security.
I said what you would say. On
would
this.
Confiscate. Name
oh,
something
damn.
Airport security would confiscate.
It's not liquid makeup.
Stop it! Okay. You can't help him!
Okay.
Name something airport security would confiscate. What
from
do you
your
think,
pocket.
What do you think she said?
A knife.
She thinks you would...
No!
No, she pointed. She just said from your pocket.
I did not. I did not.
Give me 5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool. So since we did good, the first person to call in will win something. We got Citizens and Saints CDs.
Yeah.
If you call in right now, you'll win.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Nicely done, you guys.
Here's the thing. I did Raptor first before
she did
the lion.
Raptor, and I looked at her and said,
I went,
really?
I wish I could do my T-Rex better. I used to, like, for
it
real.
Good.
That thing was for real.
That's pretty good.
I had the little grumble and all that.
If you had a cup of water, you could, like, make it move.
Do you know how they did that? You really don't know how they did that?
No.
They probably just played the beast. Like,
no.
I mean, the beat.
So,
like the
okay, the scene in Jurassic Park, and I'm sure a few people know this, but where the cup of water is on the dashboard, and then the T-Rex starts stomping close in the little ripples, they couldn't get it right. They couldn't get the ripples that Steven Spielberg wanted. So what they ended up doing is they built the dashboard, they put a guitar string under the dashboard, and they would pluck the string.
No
and that's
way.
That's what made that specific ripple.
Music wow. isn't everything.
Isn't that interesting? Because if you watch it, it kind of resonates. It's like,
yes, it does.
You know?
You know way too much about Jurassic Park.
Yes.
That's really, really good.
Let's go to the phone lines. Static!
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How's it going?
Good. That was pretty cool.
Yeah?
who is this?
I'm sorry?
Who is this?
Oh, I was just, you guys said to call about some CDs or something.
Yeah.
Next person calls, win something.
Yeah.
What's your name?
David.
David.
Thank
well,
you.
Congratulations.
Listen here, David. Would you have said raptor or lion first?
I probably would have said lion because that would be like the most popular animal that everybody, most kids and stuff like,
yeah.
usually.
Most kids.
Dinosaurs would be cool, though.
Dinosaurs would be cool.
Hey, listen, I'm told I need to ask you to make a raptor noise.
Hmm.
A raptor noise. Let's see. I don't even know. Raptors are. That's kind of high pitch right there for a raptor.
Let's hear it then.
Rawr.
Man,
that was a good
awesome.
One.
Oh my gosh!
Nice job,
watch
David.
Out there, scary. That's
nice.
Don't do that around children.
You're still
no
gonna.
Pee.
You're still gonna win.
That's
yeah.
pretty good, David. Hang on the line. Our producer Doug's gonna get your info. Congratulations! You totally just scored a CD.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah,
you guys are awesome.
You're
thank
awesome.
You are. That was easy.
I wish we had another game to play. That was fun.
You know?
We have a...
I bet you we do.
Mad Lib
We do that every Monday, Tam. I wish you listened to our show.
I do. But you could just do like a
one page, one time, other than when you're on it, you would listen to the show.
Yesterday, you talked about that guy.
It was a woman.
Here's what we're gonna do. See who's on the phone. Static!
Yeah, can I do my raptor noise?
Yes!
Please. No, you can't.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, here it goes.
I'm
ready?
Numbered.
Go.
Okay.
That sounded more like a pteranodon.
Or the guy
that
from
was a
Scream.
Or a, Jurassic Park 1.
It could have been a Quetzalcoatlus.
He said it was Jurassic Park 1.
Specifically,
it was
part
a raptor.
1. Okay, here's what we're going to do, caller. I got another game. Okay. You're going to play with us, okay?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. The game is called Word Spy. Who knows things about words, y'all?
I do.
Okay.
Good thing.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to say a word.
Okay.
That was newly added to the dictionary. Whoever comes up with the closest definition of the word will win.
Okay.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
You are going to choose between Mateo or Quality Tam and see whoever... You got to go with whoever you think is going to get it right, okay?
Is there a door number 3?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Only 2 doors.
I'm kidding.
All right, here we go. All right,
I wish you loved me.
What's your name, caller?
Derek.
All right, Derek.
Derek!
Here we go. Guys, your first word...
Okay.
...is budtender.
Okay, can you turn this down? Because I think you said something I don't
Did
think you,
you
said.
Budtender.
Budtender. Oh.
Budtender.
Thought you
Budtender.
Said butt-tender.
Budtender.
I thought you said butt-tender, too.
So did I.
Like butt
It's a word newly added to the dictionary.
Budtender.
I need the definition of the word...
Budtender.
Budtender.
Budtender. You go first, girl.
Well, clearly, it is the guy who tends the Bud Light.
Okay.
Beer.
Thank you.
Bud tender.
The beer.
Tail.
Bud tender, bud tender, bud
yeah,
tender.
That's what the dictionary says.
It's a bartender that's actually a friend of yours.
Oh, a bud tender.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Derek, you could either go with Tail, you could go with Tamara. Or you could say they're both morons.
There's an expression called rock in a hard place.
We like to call it
stupid and worse.
You said there wasn't a door 3.
No, I've given a door 3 after both of your definitions.
I'll do the door 3.
Door 3.
Good call.
Don't know why.
Bud tender, recently added to the dictionary. It's a person who dispenses marijuana in a cannabis shop or medical marijuana clinic.
Can I be honest
Bud
with you?
Tender.
I really did almost say that.
Why didn't you? That's the real
because
word.
Because she went with the beer angle, and I thought, well, somebody's got to clean this mess up.
All right.
But original meaning was what I said.
Choice
they
number 3 he went
it.
With, which isn't a real choice, so we're going to need a second word, Derek. All right, here we go.
Derek.
Derelict.
All right, who's going first?
I'll
Mateo
go first
goes first.
Okay.
I'm great at balderdash.
Oh.
Confusion.
Confusion.
Confusion. Your word is confusion.
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 I wish you could spell it, because I bet that's not pronouncing it correctly.
That's pronouncing it correctly.
It is.
I bet
it's correct.
It's how do you know, Tam?
Confusion.
Okay.
Confusion.
Confusion.
This is street slang for confusion.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Gosh. Quality
confusion
Tam.
Confusion is the tightening of your skin when your blood flow is not flowing fast enough.
Nicely done. All right, let's see. Derek, you're going to go with Tail?
Hey.
You're going to go with Tamara?
Boo.
Or are you going to go with door 3?
Moron.
Tamara!
You're
go with
going
that.
With Tamara! Oh, it's a good thing you did because she is totally wrong.
Just because she sounds smart doesn't mean she's got it.
She was like a smart answer because I had
was,
no idea.
Yeah, she was totally on that with confidence like an idiot. I'm just kidding.
I tried to be like I was in balderdash.
Confusion,
mm-hmm.
CONFOODSION, is confusion caused by an overabundance of nutrition and dietary advice.
Okay.
Oh, of course.
So street slang for confusion.
Confusion.
I think Mateo's closer then.
Whatever. Okay. You still don't have one. Okay.
Do another one.
One more. This is it. This is it, Derek, okay? Your options are A or B, and that's it.
No C.
Renovation.
It's Tam's turn first this time.
Renovation
is the word they have now added in the dictionary.
Uh-huh.
What words used to be there were renovate and renovation.
Ah.
But now they have added renovation because they needed another word.
Wow.
Okay, that made no sense.
That right. Technically means the same thing as renovation.
We are now dumber.
Renovation.
Renovation.
It's when you renovate
when you rent
your
an
home
actual vacation.
And you take a vacation to do it.
Derek?
Renovating
a,
your home, taking a vacation
B,
to renovate.
Or C. You're going to go with Tail? You're going to go with
okay.
Tam?
Okay.
Or are you going to go your own way?
Go your own way!
Going my own way means I have to guess it, right?
Yeah?
Yeah, and Stevie Nicks is with you, so remember.
Yeah.
Dude, I have no idea. I'm going to go with Tail.
Renovation. A new word added to the website, or added to the dictionary, dictionary.com. It is a renovation undertaken while on vacation.
You're welcome, buddy.
Yeah!
Camera, I want to tell you something.
Derek is excited. He won that CD, bro.
Yeah.
Derek is excited.
We did that together, buddy.
We did it.
I want to tell everybody a little bit about the English language.
Ah, yes.
There are things called root words. If you can recognize root words.
This is good. I like this.
I'm pretty sure my definition was the root word.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't even a definition.
Derek, hang on.
I think you even asked a question somewhere in
cool
there.
Dude.
All right, man.
Thanks, Derek.
It was another word for the root word.
Okay.
Renovation. Renovate. Vacation.
I got a couple more. I felt like these were easy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Dronestagram.
Dronestagram?
Dronestagram.
It's a drone's Instagram.
Yeah, it's an Instagram taken by a drone.
Yep. A photo or a video shot from a drone. Good job, you guys. See, you got
power, Tam.
I only want half power on
Tam
that.
Tam power!
And this one I just thought was way too easy for Teo.
What?
Hixploitation.
Hixploitation. That's what happens every day to the state of Mississippi.
What's Hicks?
It's the celebration
of
Hicks culture.
It's a TV or film genre that features stereotypical depictions
Duck
of
Dynasty.
Rural people, particularly those from the American South.
Rural people.
I.e. Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
Exploitation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good word.
Yeah, nicely. Dude, that was...
I wish all these cameras would quit following me. It's hard.
It's a hard knock life, man. You know? It's how we do.
It's like Truman Show up in this piece.
Truman Show. That was good.
That movie, can I tell you this?
No, because if you say anything negative about it, I'll bite you.
I was so scared after I watched it.
Okay.
What year did that come out?
You can totally say that.
Oh, man. Like 95? 96? Oh,
I said 99. Now I'm going
to... I think it came out when I was in 7th or 8th grade.
Now I want to play the game of who was right on that
because
one.
I think I was in 6th grade when it came out. And
hey,
when I watched it...
You in 6th grade?
I was in 6th grade.
I'm in 8th grade.
What did I say, 99?
If you want to be cool.
Did I say 98 or 99?
You said 99.
Oh, it was 98. Oh,
well,
so close.
Oh, then I wasn't in 6th grade, 7th, 8th. Oh my gosh, was I in 9th grade?
Oh my gosh.
You're wait, now
how
I
old
want to tell you the story
now. I was in 9th grade.
I was
freshman in high
school. I was so frustrated because everyone laughed at my shoes. I'm 31.
So old.
Commonly mistaken for 21.
Uh-huh. Totally.
But I am 30.
21.
You know what happens when I cut my hair short like I did? Dawn said, she was like, you look a lot younger. And when I shave, like when I trim down, I totally got carded.
You look like a 7th grade?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like,
to get into an R-rated movie.
To go into Target.
Yeah.
Sir, do you have your parents with you?
Excuse me.
Here's the thing.
Where is your adult supervisor?
Let me tell you.
Okay.
Truman Show scared the living daylights out of me because everywhere I went, I was like, you're a fake. And then my mom was like, honey, I wouldn't lie to you. And I was all, that's what she said on the movie.
That's what a liar would say.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
It's
I cried.
It was terrifying.
So I don't want to discuss how old I was because I don't know how old I was.
Pre-reality TV. You were 30.
No, I mean when it
came back to 1999.
I know that's why it was so scary. It was pre-reality TV. It was before everybody wanted to be on TV.
You were 14.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I was 14. It freaked me out.
Nowadays, it's just called reality TV and everybody wants that.
Now no one cares.
Yeah.
Get these cameras out of my face!
Now everyone lies, so you don't know who's telling the truth.
Well, you can trust that I'm lying.
As opposed to 1998, when everybody told the
truth.
That's
why I don't take any candy from fans.
The 90s, it was a golden age. Everyone told the truth. Mm. We all watched Clueless and just had bags of money laying around. I remember the 90s. And then 9/11 happened.
Stop it right now.
Gas prices went up. Everybody got super paranoid. It's true.
That's true.
It's not true.
He has a point.
Gas prices didn't go up after 9/11?
Tell him. Answer him.
No, they went.
Everybody wasn't super paranoid?
Is it a yes or a no?
But everybody wasn't walking around telling the truth.
Yeah, that was a lie.
Right.
Wait. So there. Okay.
I was telling
what you
the
did
truth.
There. Yeah. Meta. That was so meta.
Meta.
That was so good.
Doug.
So good.
Did you get
short
it?
For metaphor?
Were you tracking the whole time?
It was just deep.
Of course
like,
he was.
Meta.
I got you, buddy.
So meta. I have a game for next time.
What? Okay.
We're not playing Balderdash.
I can't tell you what. Because it's Balderdash. It's not Balderdash, but it's fine. We can call it that. But I have something next time as a surprise.
Okay.
Okay?
I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Next week will be fun.
And I will have something to give away to the person who calls in.
Ooh.
But we have to do social media like crazy because it's going to be a hardcore phone line.
Really?
What do you call it? A call-in line?
Yes.
What do you call it?
Our phone lines?
That's it.
It's just a phone line. You might have heard of them.
What do you call it? It's the special dial thing?
It's the, what is it?
The caller line is like what I
MCI,
called it last
like
time.
What it's, no, it's just called
do
a phone line.
Yes, our phone line. Yeah, I used to work there.
You worked at MCI?
For like 7 seconds.
Everyone worked
right
at
there.
MCI.
Not it
everyone.
Was right there on like San Antonio in Wyoming. I worked there.
The good old days.
And it was the worst. And I always felt bad because it was like, hi, sir. My name's Steve. I'm calling with MCI about some great evening long-distance plans.
Okay.
How much are you currently paying for it? And it was like, I'm eating dinner! You, sir, are the worst kind of human! I mean, I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to save you 10 cents or more on your long-distance.
What? That's a Geico commercial.
You did it all wrong. Here, look. Let me call you.
You just mixed the Geico commercial into that.
Here we go.
Let me call you.
Hello?
Yes, hello, sir.
Hi.
My name is Matt,
who
and
is
I am
it,
from,
honey?
I'm
who
from
is it?
MCI.
Honey,
who
we'll
is
just,
it?
Yep, like 2 seconds.
Who's
oh,
on
sorry.
The call?
Sorry, hello?
Your wife sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Tell her that you're about to rake in some huge savings from
honey,
MCI.
Honey, I think we just won the cruise. I think we just won the... Oh, the baby's crying.
Your
okay,
baby
I'm sorry.
Hungry.
What do you need,
it's
sir?
Okay.
What do you need?
Let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Could you possibly get in a room by yourself?
Yeah, I wish I could. I've been trying for 14 years.
Oh, yes, I understand. Well, listen, sir, I'm not a counselor, but I'll tell you what I can do. I can give you lower rates on long distance through MCI. Who's your current long distance
honey?
Provider?
Altel?
Altel. I don't think they exist
who
yet, but that's
woman! Fine. I'm talking to another grown-up, something you wouldn't understand!
I appreciate
you. Let me talk to him! I'm trying to save his money!
I appreciate
I'm sorry,
your
go
firm,
ahead, sir. Yeah.
firm stance with your wife, but maybe a little more lovingly, it could go a long way.
You don't know
and
my
speaking
life.
Of long
you
way,
don't know my life, sir!
I want to tell you long-distance facts.
Just
right now, AT&T is charging you
it's okay. Your daddy
$3 a minute for long
$3
distance.
$3 a minute for long distance?
Yes, I've got your bank account pulled up, and I can see every transaction that you've ever made. It's, sir, it's, this is the year 2002, and the Patriot Act has given me access
was
to all of your information. Yes, yes, MCI is still, look, long distance is a viable concept in the terrorism world economy.
Who is this?
My name is Matt.
I'm telling you, dude, it was the worst job I ever had for like 7 minutes.
Seven minutes. And then
at
you
least,
hung up because
there.
You said, I'm not getting a good rate.
I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. Did you ever have a terrible job like that?
Yes.
What was your terrible job,
can't
Tam?
Talk about it.
Why not?
Was it called MCI?
It's out there still.
Was it called NCIS? Are you a detective?
Yeah.
She's a detective. Oh, Doug,
man.
We got to get out of here, man. Get the emergency bag.
I'm
We've got
you,
a narc in the studio. Doug,
a
zebra
narc.
Cake. Zebra cake. Zebra cake!
Oh, zebra cake sounds so good right
That's
now.
The password!
I love zebra cakes. You gotta eat them like, you can only take bites from the ends, like where the lines are. Your teeth have to like outline the chocolate lines. That's how I eat zebra cakes.
That's hard. That's a control freak.
I just want you guys to know, if you ever hear me yell out zebra cake, something terrible.
It's going down.
Because okay. That was the Waverly code word.
At least we know. Now the whole world knows.
I know.
It wasn't the Waverly safe
now
word.
Now the bad guys okay. who are listening know.
It was the Waverly
know.
Code word.
Gotcha.
And that meant something was going down. That meant duck and cover unless you're directly involved.
Wow.
It was like zebra cake, and if you didn't know the next step, then you just went, oh, and you got out. You got out! And then we instituted that in the Forever
Incredible.
21 stock room. So if we were doing something
again,
we weren't supposed to be.
I want to clarify, it wasn't instituted, it was instituted.
Instituted?
He's
from Mississippi. He's from Mississippi.
Instituted.
I'm learning another language, it's great.
Mm-hmm. You need to learn English.
What's the word that
I know English.
Just this week there was a word that you were like pointing out that I was saying that's like a
Tuesday.
Spanish word. That you never heard until you... was it umbers?
Umbers.
What did I say this
was
week?
Was it umbers?
Umbers.
Yeah, I think it was that, because I asked Jamie, I said, Jamie, you ever heard umbers?
You ever heard of umbers?
They looked at me like I was an alien.
I heard of Uber. I had never heard of umbers, but I heard Ubers.
Tam, you ever heard of that Uber?
I sure
Man,
have.
Man, that's a great deal. You just walk outside in a car, pull up with a mustache on
there
it, and you hop in.
There
They'll
it
take
is.
You down to the docks. Next thing you know, you got these new friends pointing guns at you saying, hey, why'd you do this? Why wouldn't you do that?
But I love that the driver knows my name.
He knows my name, too.
Knows my name.
Coming up at noon, we do a recap of Tuesdays. What's that called?
New Music Tuesday.
That thing with Mitch.
There
it's
it is.
Going down at noon. Myself, Meeshers. Stay tuned for that next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Quality Tam.
Tam has...
We have a surprise game, so you have to have all of your friends.
Okay.
You have to have all of your friends listening.
Yeah, you do.
All of them.
Do you talk about this on weekend service?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, what you need to do is during the announcements, you need to go... And also, Tuesday mornings, 9 a.m. on 88.3, I am featured heavily in the nonsense, so you should... Tune in, everyone. Did you know that there's another radio station on this campus? It's not 107.1. There's another one. A whole nother one.
It's called K-Lite.
No!
No, it's not. Gosh! It's called Static.
40th anniversary coming up, actually, for those call letters.
Static radio.
Look, what you say is you say, it's called K-Lite. It's like K-Lite, but a little worse. And then people go, oh.
But my mom was the K-Light queen or something like that. The K-Light light queen.
That's pretty cool.
Light queen.
The light queen.
Did they have a parade?
They had a regular queen
and then the light
queen. She
called in and sang a little ditty.
She had less calories? What is that?
Nope. Queen Light.
It was Queen Light. That's what it was.
No, that's Queen Light Tifa. Queen Light Tifa. It was great. She did hip-hop.
My mom invented Crystal Light.
There you go. What?
She did.
Yep.
My mom invented Canadian.
Nope, not
clearly
as cool
Canadian.
As Crystal Light.
Ooh,
clearly
yeah.
Canadian.
I remember that. My mom invented the Light Bright. So there you go.
That was a good one.
Light Bright, Light Bright. Turn on the magic of colored lights.
I want one, Mom. No, we're poor.
Okay.
And scene. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast at mystaticradio.com.
Your mom sounded aggressive.
Damn right. We're poor. Shut up. I'm your mother! Oh, man. Until tomorrow, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Miss you already.
Static.